You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No direction. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Whoa. What was that? Whoa. What was that? Shit. I know it's coming. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Yeah, there's a hiss in my audio. It always starts right when you get the fucking electronics down with this shit. Everything's working. Get like four good shows. Oh, things are great. Subscriptions up, YouTube views are up, downloads are up. I got a hiss in my fucking headphones.
I hate the way you say up.
Up.
Up. That sounds like a technical issue.
Up. And then there's fucking some blippy thing that just happened. And I look over at you and you go, just keep going. What does keep going mean?
All good.
Oh, all right. Well, someone knows how to deal with Bob Kelly. And it's with Jive Talk. All good, motherfucker. Just keep going, chub boys. All right, we got a great show today. Yeah. Fantastic show today, actually. I'm very excited about this show. We have, what are you fucking hand gesturing?
I was telling her.
Oh, her. Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. I don't know if you're hand gesturing me to shut the fuck up, like something's happening. We got a great show today. Gabby, go through the list of people on this fine YKW dude.
Okay, we have Giannis Papas, who will be here.
I always go this way. Don't
huff
me. Don't ever huff me.
It was the hissing in the microphone.
Yeah,
it
wasn't
her.
A huff. She,
it was the hissing.
Sorry, I'm trying to get the...
Listen, Mike, you don't know her. Don't stick up for her.
I'm taking up for her.
You know what? I'm turning the mic.
Look. White women have been put down for too long.
By you, by guys like
no.
you.
No. Your time's up, dude. Time's up.
The dimples in this room fucking annoy me. Let's just put it that way.
There's
a lot of fucking dumb dimples in this room. All right, God, who do we got?
We have Court McCowan.
Court McCowan, who is my friend for so fucking long.
Hi, buddy.
Who brought me to Vegas. I mean, we used to do the Palms, the Playboy Tower. I mean, we had some fucking fun. Did you just touch me gently?
Yeah.
What do you need?
You yell at her to zip up her jumpsuit. You're just, yeah.
Because I'm not a piece of shit. And I know these savages are coming up. Not all of you. One of you. Yeah. And I don't want fucking her chesticles hanging out. She's 20.
Chesticles. I'm not 20.
She's not 20.
She's 20. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Are you 24? Look at me. Are you 24 or 22?
I'm 23.
That's great.
Wow.
What the difference.
Wow, that's good. That was good. You get the truth out of them.
So listen, yeah, it's hard to these days. Actually, it's too easy, and they fucking blog it, and then you're in trouble.
Yep.
we used to do the Playboy thing, you and your pal. What's his name?
Paul Hughes.
Hughes used to run. You guys ever do that room?
No.
No.
Palms Hotel. I used to do the Hard Rock, which was the fun hotel. Then they opened the Palms and the Playboy next to each other, which became the funner hotel.
Yeah, it was fun.
And he and this other fucking lunatic booked this comedy show there. It was like, what was it, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it was in this old school fucking Vegas showroom. And they just had this big, huge like curtain. They would drape over it and shut it all down. And they would have a Playboy Playmate would open the show, host the show. Oh, dumb as a fucking stick.
My favorite story ever is that one where the girl, I
have that photo somewhere. So me.
Because you know how easy he throws up.
Yeah.
So I used to whenever we'd go do radio together, I'd always try to throw some photo and try to get him to puke. And, you know, and he always knew it was coming. But if you could actually get him to look at it, Then he would start.
Before, he's going to the end of the story because he's not a storyteller. But I
that's the setup because
the setup. You fuck. That's it. That's towards the end. When I'm about to do it, then you go, dude, because you know he likes to puke.
Yeah.
And then you do it. You
all
fucking.
Right, go ahead.
Now they know it's a fucking disgusting story.
No, but that's how you do a podcast, Mike, right here. That's how you do a podcast.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You two fucking nitwads are doing your show? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, the fucking show of shows? You're on this show to promote that show. I'm on your show to promote my show.
Yeah, I'm on show to fucking Giannis isn't even here.
Yeah. Look at you guys. You're going to work this out today, by the way. We're working on
I got to leave early.
No, you don't.
Yes, sir. I got to leave by 4.
He's got a daughter.
I got to pick up my kid.
He's got mouths to feed.
I got to
put food on the table.
I thought you were First of all, you don't have to put food on the table. It's a kid. They eat fucking nuggets and 3 fries. Relax.
His kid. No, I'll get on a low carb.
I'll pay
his kid's paleo.
I'll pay for your kid for the month, okay? I got it. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Wow. Shit. Wow.
I got it. A month of Mickey D's.
That's great.
And some cinnamon raisin toast.
Yeah, how about the $6,000 a month in child support?
Hey, that's not my fault.
We'll take care of that.
Fucking hang with the Puerto Rican for a couple more years. If you did it now, you'd be paying $250 a month.
I know, it's true. I picked the worst year.
Yeah, you had to do it when you were fucking making the most money, you dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, I just got a show on CBS. Let's break this shit up.
What an asshole.
Holy shit. You're a fucking idiot.
Just a banging extra.
Come on, dude. Nah, it's just terrible. I'm not deleting that, so.
What? It's none of it's
true. We edit on our podcast.
I don't have any.
You have to.
We don't like to put people. We don't like to put people at risk.
The fans requested.
6 months no sex for me.
6 months no
swear
sex.
God, yep.
Shut
really?
Up, Chris. I don't believe that.
What do you want me to
come
do?
Come on.
We got the master.
It's been 6 months or is 6 months starting now?
No, 6 months. Not
Court just stepped on your intro. Apparently, you don't do road gig radio. So, Mike Vecchione, the master of the fucking dig, the AKA, he just sits there but then smashes your face.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
Punch up.
Yeah, punch up Mike.
Purple shirt, Mike V.
Punch up Mike. He's not the main guy, but he's definitely behind the scenes helping the main guy.
I'm right there sniping.
Yeah.
I don't want to expose myself. I don't want to get hit back. I'm sensitive.
He'll make Chris better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm exploding. Mike's right.
You fucking waste.
No, I just had a salad.
You better.
And a beet juice.
Take it from me.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is sensitive about his hips, okay?
He's got and fucking Jared Fried are just boxy people.
I know. And Scopo, too, is another
Scopo's the worst.
Scopo, yeah. He looks like a lunch lady.
Oh, God.
I think these guys
ass.
Are voluptuous.
Thank you, Mike.
We should celebrate. Can you just pass the rag here?
No.
Just let me take my medicine. Just pass it. Voluptuous.
I don't want it over there. And, of course, we got Chrissy D.
Yeah.
We got Dimples D, the fucking cutie.
Hell yeah.
The guy who's fucking, this industry will not allow to fail. Chance after chance after chance. And one of his chances, I'd be fucking set. Fucking cocksucker.
Fucking smile. That smile lights up a room.
Yeah.
All these fucking dimples. You guys all have great smiles and great hair.
You got a great smile too,
fucking
Bobby.
Fucking row of fucking great genetics right here.
Court's 53 years old.
I know.
That's amazing. Amazing. Look unbelievable.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, for a 53-year-old. I mean, he doesn't look 19.
Do you do martial arts and stuff?
Nothing.
No. You don't even work out?
No.
Do you drink?
No.
Tell him where you're from originally.
Oklahoma.
Exactly.
That's okay.
Great. Yeah.
So what is that? What's the thought behind that?
I don't know. I just said it. I thought you'd just go with it. I know you're going to fucking investigate it. It's fucking CSI fucking thoughts.
Yeah. Everyone can be an investigative reporter now.
This isn't fucking Rogan. It's fucking YKWD. Just let it lie.
Stupid Giannis isn't here.
He's coming. He's always late. Somebody stepped on his sneaker.
Yeah, true. He's going to come in with snooze. Chewing tobacco in his mouth,
annoying.
Too. His breath stinks.
I did it as... Oh, anyways, I don't want to get into it. So anyways, we're doing these gigs, right? And I fucking hate these Playboy Playmates. I can't stand them. But whatever, this one that he gets is this, I don't know, Lao Asia or fucking Taiwanese or something, right? She's sweet as hell. She's just hi, how are you? You know, and she's so nice and she's flirtatious.
Oh.
She's me and Aldo Benny, a friend of mine, she's flirting with us backstage. He's on stage, we're talking about all kinds of stuff. Al's like, you ever do threesome? Wanna go have some fun with us? Oh, cool. Yeah, wow. Sounds good.
Which Bobby is this, by the way? Is
this is
first
fat
sexy Bobby,
Bobby,
Puerto Rican Bobby.
This was sexy, sexy Bobby.
Sexy Bobby. Oh yeah, you were in amazing shape.
Yeah, I was sexy Bobby.
Sexy
yeah.
Bobby.
Oh,
wow.
Sexy Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Oh, it was fucking members only, Bobby. Woo! 30-inch waist, yeah. Bobby. I had fucking jeans with unicorns on the back and tassels, and nobody said shit.
You couldn't. Yeah.
Nobody said, "What are you gay?" They were like, "Dude, you look good." So I remember she's talking to us, and she was getting us whipped up, man. And then we're ready to leave. Everybody, and she's like, "I'm coming, right, guys?" And we're like, "Yeah, let's go." And
yeah, because we used to take all the Playmates up to the Playboy Club, and we had like a table in the Playboy Club.
Nice.
So everyone would go up there and just, you know, throw down till like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so
so we're sitting there, but she's now, here's the deal. She's changed. She's doing a Basic Instinct to me now while he's up on stage.
Yeah.
She's got no panties on. She's flipping her legs, crossing them, high skirt, ha nothing. Whew. And we're just like, God, dude, I'm sitting there like shaking, like fucking, Father, who art in heaven, please let me do the right thing. I love my wife. I love my wife. She was my girl at the time. I'm like, my girlfriend. I can't do this, right? And so anyway, she's like, we're going. So we're about to leave, and we all get up. She gets up last. I'm about to leave. His friend, what's his name?
Captain. We had a guy who escorted the Playmates everywhere. So
cool,
we
just, Captain. As ice. This motherfucker was smiley, but not too smiley.
Okay.
Kind of stoic, but not too stoic. Perfect guy to deal with these Playmates. As I'm getting up, I look at her seat, and I go, oh, my God. And he grabs my shoulder. He goes, relax. Everything's okay. You're going to be all right. Everything's okay. And he points to the back of her dress, and he goes, it's okay. And I went, oh, and I looked to the back of her dress, and there was this spot. I looked to the chair again, and I immediately throw up. I have to go to the bathroom. She had her period, and on the seat, you could see the outline of her pussy.
Wow.
And
oh
her
God.
Asshole
wow.
in blood.
On in the blood. Yeah.
I got a picture of it. I took a picture of it.
It looked
I almost
like
wanted...
a Rorschach, one of those like Rorschach things. Because it's like you just looked at it on the seat and you're like, you know, like those dude, prints or something.
Yeah, well, you have to find the asshole. If you look close and you let your eyes kind of phase out, you can see her lips, the outline of her vagina, and then the fucking wrinkle of her balloon knot in blood. And I was in the...
What's the name for it?
Well, her asshole. It's a balloon knot. Looks like a little balloon knot, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah, makes sense.
Bring it. I can't even show it. We'll get fucking booted off this channel. Dude. I have the photo. What I wanted to do is get it framed and send it to everybody for Christmas that year. But if you turn it one way, it just looks like art.
Right.
If you turn it vertical, it looks like a great little, almost like, you know, some art that somebody did in Philly in 1963.
Wow.
But if you look close, if you turn it horizontal, you look close, you can see that that fucking butthole. Oh, I was just, you can hear her go, what's wrong with him?
And then we rushed her out the door, and then I came back in, and I was like, what's up? What's going on? And he's in the toilet, because there was a bathroom right there in the green room.
I mean, she's
and
bleeding.
He's just leaning over like,
and then he come back in. Her pussy's bleeding.
And then he came back in, and he pointed to it, because I was on the outside, I didn't see it. And Captain walks her out, then he points to it, and he goes, right there, look right there. Then he goes, and then he just starts throwing up
dude,
again.
It looks great. Like somebody was stabbed.
Wow.
It looks like a stabbing. You ever see a real stabbing where there's like a little pool of blood and then like marks where the body was?
Yeah.
It's like you didn't feel that. Can women feel that? Can you feel when it's coming out?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
She was pretty messed up though. She was like, she was getting high. She was,
I think brave is the word that we're looking for. She's very brave.
Yeah, that's different Vegas. Now Vegas, all you get to do is we get to go to fucking hang out with Brad Garrett at his comedy club.
Not anymore.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Las Vegas. Comedy Central.
Oh,
no, Comedy Cellar.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Comedy Cellar right across the street.
Oh wow.
They're there today. It's the room is being framed in.
Wow.
It is it's being framed in, and I saw the plans, and it's pretty amazing.
Pretty dope, yeah.
It's pretty dope, dude. It's pretty dope.
How's it going to work? I don't understand how it's going to work.
Yeah, neither do I, really.
It's going to be fluid. It's going to be fluid.
You're
going
to have to take comics from
LA.
That's
a great explanation. It's going to be fluid.
Well, yeah.
It's just going to be fluid. It's going to flow. It's going to flow. Just like the girl in the chair. It'll flow.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, of course, let's introduce our guest on the couch. What's up, dude? What's your name?
Hey, I'm Dave.
Dave, what's happening? What do you do, Dave?
I work in telecom in Quincy.
Quincy, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Home of Dunkin' Donuts.
Sure.
Welcome.
Thank you very
Go
much.
Go Pats.
Go sure.
Yeah.
Go Pats.
Why are you wearing all tan, Dave? You trying to blend in?
I didn't
in?
Realize. I'm sorry.
All right, no, it's all right.
It's a responsible color. Dave's responsible.
What the fuck?
He's
what are you fucking?
He's a teacher.
Yeah. What are you, a self help guy now?
Could you not? I'm trying to speak my truth.
Small cup of coffee.
I hate it. It bugs me.
It's a small. Who gets a small? You're a grown man.
Yeah, but from a deli too. Just that. It's been sitting there
it's
since.
It's from
six.
Downstairs, actually. I support the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, you're in it. Well, you're going to support them in Vegas. Not to make a quick segue out of your fucking coffee joke. Dimples. But yeah, it's going to.
When is it going to open? Do you know?
I think in March or this summer. Here's what they want to do. Because I went out there with them to go to a bunch of comedy clubs. We snuck in. As like,
why do you have to be a part of everything like that?
What do you mean?
Like you? What do you mean you went? Like you had to go? They asked you to go?
I kind of have to go. I'm part of this. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, you have ownership in it.
I don't know. Maybe.
Whoa! Fucking entrepreneur, Bobby.
Bobby making moves.
Well, maybe you'd be nice to me. You go to the fucking Comedy Cellar of Vegas. D. No, I'm kidding. I have no pull.
Oh, right.
I do with Mike, not with you. No, listen. So, anyways, here's the thing. This is what I got from Vegas rooms is that you go in and it looks like a sitcom room. Like they had a room and they had to make it look like a comedy club.
Right.
So they put some curtains up, they put some things up here, and they put a bunch of photos of comics that never played this fucking room. and now it's a comedy room for some reason.
Yeah.
And I think comedy, it is what it is. I mean, they're not the best shows.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough. It's a tough city. I did it 9 years there.
Right.
9 years I did a show in Vegas. And
how many?
9 years.
Nine.
What room? That's what Bobby would say. What room?
What room?
9 years. What room?
No, that's Gary from fucking Howard Stern.
Nine.
That's what I was doing.
Oh,
I thought you were doing it with me.
Well, I'm an Opie and Anthony fan.
The beginning.
You were an Opie and Anthony fan.
That's true.
Big fucking past tense.
Now I'm a Jim and Sam fan.
No, me too. You said, no, I'm kidding.
No, I'm everybody's fan.
Right,
I just love everybody.
All right,
I'm one of the good white people. Go ahead, Court.
Oh, so anyway, no, but
Mr. Court, look at that hair.
But the funny thing is like
did
after
you see
doing
a ghost,
yeah.
My mom would be attracted to you. It's infuriating.
Whose mom wouldn't?
I know.
It's not like any of our moms are fucking
so
bank
fucking
court.
Handsome.
Yeah.
All right, enough of that. But they,
he was in the movie Stand By Me, by the way.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't
nice
Buy Me
try.
Love, sorry.
Nice try. Stand By Me.
No, Can't Buy Me Love. Bring it up.
What a douche.
the fact that I have to say bring it up and she's got a computer in front of her.
Quarterback name. Court.
But the problem with Vegas is it's all fucking DJs. They don't give it. For the most part, they don't give a shit about comedy.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is now today for Vegas is that everywhere in every city has a comedy club.
Right.
Every city has a great comedy club.
Right.
And you can see just about everybody in your city at one time or another. So when people go to Vegas now, they're like, why would I go do that when I can go see fucking dipshit, you know, who fucking spins
in my hometown.
Who spins records,
yeah.
You know, and they spend.
Yeah, but that's.
Well, it's different age groups, too.
Can I say something,
but I'm just saying that there's good. We used to have kind of a fun thing with it, and it was kind of a cool room. And I think Comedy Cellar's got a shot because it's like a really cool vibe. It's got a cool vibe to it instead of just being a comedy club.
And it's a famous brand, Comedy Cellar.
Well, it's the first time the brand is actually branding out, and it's going to be the people know the Comedy Cellar with, wow, you're a good-looking guy.
Yeah, look at him right next to Ronaldo.
Fucking Christ. Pick up the Can't Buy Me, the first one. See it? Yeah, right there. Click that. There he is. There he is.
Gerardo Mejia, who later became Rico Suave.
Wow. Look at you, dude. Badass motherfucker.
Fucking great. What are you,
look
size 28 waist?
What's that?
Eat the grapes. Go to the grapes.
That's Ronaldo.
Who is that?
It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm running up on fucking hot dudes like you.
Why do you want to watch me eat grapes? That's weird. That was creepy.
I don't know.
Look at that picture with his thumb up.
That's a Look at who takes those pictures.
You on coke? That was a cocaine photo right there.
There is the last one right there to the right. Right there, there he is.
You look a lot. You got better with age.
Oh,
you look
thank
better.
You.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He's
you
like
look,
a
he doesn't look good there.
Harrison
he
Ford.
Here.
No,
yeah.
I think he looked good there.
No, but he looks better now. He's better. He's
Sean
getting better
Connery.
With age.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like all these references you guys are making. Yeah.
Dustin
really
Hoffman.
Easy.
That guy, Patrick fucking Flanagan.
Patrick
what's that?
Dempsey.
Dempsey, yeah.
The girl
Anyways.
Who played Cindy Mancini died, right?
Yeah, she died of an overdose.
Anyways, they Vegas, what we saw when we were out there, there's this. There's the MC, who's okay, never heard of him, never did anything, but doesn't matter. They probably right. pay him no money to come out there. Free hotel room, maybe $50, I don't know.
I used to take really good care of the comics that came out there.
And then, absolutely you did. You really did take care of comics. And then the middle guy, whoever the fuck that is, had, again, no money probably, right. nothing, hotel room. You're there for Tuesday to Monday, I believe, right?
They fucking beat them up. They're 14 shows a week.
14
Jesus.
Shows a week. Now, and then you get a headliner, but they get headliners that they'll get a good headliner once a month.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'll bring somebody in, pay some money, and blow a wad. And the rest is, fuck you, let's just take the money.
Right.
And, you know, you get the tickets. And some of them you go to, and there's no wait staff. You have to go to the bar and get your own drinks and then come back to your seat, which is fucking nuts.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, as a comic,
yeah, it's nuts.
To see somebody have to get up and get their own drinks, right. that means you can have as money as you fucking want.
Right,
right.
I mean, there's no pacing. You can just
and it's
keep
distracted.
Going.
They'll just get up in the middle of your set and go do it.
And then the other one, I mean, they look similar, too. The Comedy Cellar, what they're going to do, they took a room. They're starting from scratch. They ripped down this whole fucking room where Eddie Griffin had his room in the Rio. They ripped the whole thing down. They're starting from scratch, replicating... I believe like the Village Underground.
Sick.
In some way. Okay. And low ceilings.
Sick.
It is everything they've learned from doing the Cellar and the Village Underground. Mm. They're taking with them to Vegas and replicated it. It's very, very, it's very important. The room is very important that the actual room is the shit for
the
comedy.
The right. room.
And
the
then
room.
The green room.
You keep saying it on purpose.
Room.
The room.
Room.
The green room is going to be
R-U-U-M?
Sick.
R-U-U-M?
Yeah,
that's
what he's saying. Okay.
The green room, when they had it set up.
But he said green room, but then it was room.
When they
you
have,
can't say it alone, yeah.
When they have the green room at the Eddie Griffin Park.
Can't do it, yeah.
They split it. It was literally half of the room was... His green room.
That's
sick.
I walked into the green room. It was just as big as the actual showroom.
He thought it was a sneaker store.
And there was photos of like...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know that, right?
There was photos of him up. Like, if it's your green room, why would you need to see you? Like, why would you need to relax looking? Yeah. I don't fucking get that.
Deep into my eyes.
Hilarious.
But I'm not even kidding, dude. It was the size of the Village Underground, his green room. That's how big shit. This fucking place was.
I never went and saw him there. One, I couldn't watch him for 3 hours.
He does 3 hours
does
on
like
stage?
Like 3 hours.
Yeah, just like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's here.
Well, let's hold on to the anger. Let's pent it up. Keep the cap
How's
on.
The Comedy Cellar going to work, by the way, in Vegas? Is it going to be a headliner show or,
well,
or same thing?
Yeah, I'm getting to that. So they're redoing the whole room. We're talking about the Comedy Cellar Vegas. How you doing, Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis is late again because he doesn't care about people's time because he's a sociopath.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean...
He genuinely doesn't care about anybody's time.
You told her you were going to be late, right?
Yeah, I did.
We knew you was going to be late, right?
It's a good jacket, though, cuzzo.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Good.
Ooh, he ignored you.
Yeah.
Didn't even fucking take your compliment.
I see him every day. I got to say I'm meeting somebody new, you know?
That's Court.
Hey, Court. Nice
How
to
you
meet
doing,
you.
Man?
I hate
nice
freshly
you.
Shaven Giannis.
Why? I love freshly shaven. Nah. He'll be back in a half hour. He'll have a 5 o'clock shower. I don't know what you're worried about.
You just like because it shows my double chin a little bit.
Dude.
No, you look good, bro. You got a strong jaw.
You got a strong jaw.
Thank you.
Yeah, cuzzy.
Appreciate it.
You're ripped up. You're ripped up.
You're ripped up. Yeah, you're ripped up. Don't even.
You wore that shirt like 2 days ago.
What
are you
the
fucking
fuck?
Creeping
you
on
give
my
him a compliment, and he
what
smashes you.
He's an asshole.
Well,
that's what I have
what
to deal with.
What the fuck, man?
That's what Instagram does, because in Albany, you were wearing
I'll step on your neck to get to the next fucking row.
Which
show
neck?
Business too. No, I only have a couple of good shirts that fit. I got to hide my body.
Why do you have to... You don't have to hide it.
Dude, no, I fucking tits.
Dude,
Giannis has seen him.
His head and his body look like they belong on two different people.
You've seen him naked?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I fucking get naked all the time with Yanni Pop.
Why?
Not because
we're weird people.
Yeah.
Because we're closet homos.
Yeah.
Do you guys fuck around?
No. But I think his fiance is starting to think that we're gay.
Yeah. Why?
She brought it up yesterday. She was like, are you guys gay? She said it serious. Like, are you guys gay?
Why?
Because we hang out a lot.
We hang out all the time.
So what? Yeah, do you hang out naked?
No. I mean, sometimes I take my shirt off.
Yeah. Why did you see him? What?
Why? Sometimes naked, sometimes not.
Yeah. Why did you see him naked?
Court or bisexual, yeah.
Has anybody ever seen Mike Vecchio naked?
No, he's ripped up.
I won't let that happen.
No.
I won't let it happen.
You could feel that Mike's in good shape.
Yeah.
I'm in pretty good shape.
I feel like if you took off Mike's shirt, there'd be a wife beater, and then if you took it off, there'd be still a wife beater.
Like a Russian, like Russian dolls?
Yeah.
Just a smaller wife beater.
I invited to Chris to yoga.
I gotta start doing yoga.
What we stop with? Everybody what you always have to says start that. Doing.
Why? I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I have to take care of myself.
You have high blood pressure?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. But it's going down now, though.
Just
stress, anxiety,
just start
pizza.
Meditating. You don't have to do yoga. Just meditate.
I've been trying to. Yeah, meditating and green tea.
Green tea has caffeine.
Oh.
Why were you late?
Chris has got a lot of problems.
Hang on one second. Why were you late, Giannis?
Family stuff.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't fuck with him now. Son of a bitch.
He had a family emergency.
And he's just squeaked it up. Family stuff.
You know when you think you got away with it? You're like, fine, he moved on. God, but I know Bobby. It's still harping.
Comes
in
back.
There.
Was it? I didn't say a thing, actually.
Yeah.
It was your boy Chris calling you a fucking phony.
This piece of garbage.
He was like, you're a sociopath. You don't care about anybody but yourself.
Well, that part's true.
honesty. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I knew the odds of you showing up here at 2:30 were almost zero. I knew that coming in.
What is that? You are late a lot.
I know.
You're late all the time. You know what that is?
Disrespectful.
It's sign of you don't have enough respect for whatever you're showing up to. Because I know when you're not late, when you get a gig.
No, I'm late for that too.
No, it is a sign. But Bobby, it is a sign of narcissism. In narcissism, that definition, people being late,
everyone
is a big thing that they do.
Listen to Dr. Chris DiStefano. Well, it also could just mean you're black. Okay.
Whoa!
Here we go.
Trump.
Come on,
Trump.
Blacks and Greeks run late. We just run late.
Really?
Yeah.
Want to know what it is? Bugs me about Greek people. Anything you do wrong is Greek.
Yeah.
Anything you do right is Greek.
No, those.
Right. Can't you just be a fucking human asshole?
I do have a theory, though.
What?
I do have a theory.
Does it involve feta?
I'm sorry.
I'm good.
Sorry. No, that was good.
Here's my theory.
Ooh, I just got pictures of the new Comedy Cellar. If you want to see them. I can't show them.
Why?
I can show them. Not on camera, but I can show them.
Ooh.
Oh, it's
like a warehouse.
Oh, wait till you see the. Oh, it's going to look so good, Chrissy.
Can't fucking
we'll get
wait.
Back to the Comedy Cellar stuff. Everybody who's listening, we're into that. But go ahead, finish your thought because I want to hear this.
So here's my theory.
Please tell us your theory.
They have black time. Greeks also have something called Greek time. We make fun of each other because we're always running late.
Yeah.
Greeks were enslaved for about 400 years, blacks were enslaved for about. I think it's people who've been enslaved. Love their freedom so much that they just don't like restrictions.
Greeks were enslaved for 400 years?
Yeah.
How long were black people enslaved?
About 400. Yeah.
All right, so they're going to get over it like you guys soon?
No, we'll never get over it.
I didn't even know you guys were enslaved.
Yeah.
What well, about Jewish who, people? Jewish people were on time.
Turks. So the Ottomans.
Was it as bad as the black
no,
people?
No, it was different.
It was different.
Nothing was as bad as that.
That was
except
bad.
The Holocaust, but that was quick.
Jesus.
It wasn't drawn out.
That was 4 years.
They were all bad. It's weird when you compare bads, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Bad
yeah.
is bad.
Yeah, bad's
some bads
bad.
Are bad.
Some bads are real bad.
Yeah,
but I'm the only one that has to deal like head on
with his
with
shit,
the mind of like I was in Albany having a good time and then I just wake up to a text, Giannis, this that says, in the raw truth of nature, in the game of seducing and destroying the weak for appetizers and destroying the strong using their own ego against them. Pure joy, my friend, pure joy rests in aligning yourself with death and becoming an expediter. It's inevitable. I don't respond. He goes, how's the pancakes in Albany? That was the next text. And I have to wake up because I don't respond. I'm just like, I can't respond to this. And then, so it's just his mind. I get the brunt of his mind. It's just firing. I'll wake up to 30 texts. I'll be like, what is this, the group chat? It's just Giannis's sweeping arguments about Socrates and Plato and everything. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah.
You're just wondering where you can get a stromboli.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I just want cheese.
These guys are definitely fucking each other.
And Giannis is the top.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm a power bottom. Yeah. That's why I got these big hips.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
You can hold that man up.
Yeah.
Last podcast, Bobby was talking about how you better be careful.
Because I could blow out?
You could blow out.
Yeah.
I told him that when he walked in.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's got good height on him to carry. Yeah, he carries
buddy,
it all.
Buddy,
it
could, here's the
it
deal.
It could happen. It's a slippery slope. We don't have the height.
John Favreau has good height, buddy.
Does he?
And he's a tall guy, like him. But when he blows out, he blows the fuck out.
Yeah.
And if he blows out...
It's over.
No, it's not over. You're just going to have to get that other role. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the friend.
Well, that's what... That's casting directors sometimes tell me that I have leading man face with best friend body. I've heard that. I've heard that of you.
I have more of a stunt double.
Yeah. I have three-line cop. You guys get him? All right, let me know. I'll be in the back. Sergeant catches me. I'm in trouble. Well, I mean, look, you are late a lot, but that's a choice you can make. I am never late.
No.
I'm never, ever, ever, ever late.
Can you say that with a German accent?
I've never late. Ever.
It's rude to be on time.
I like Giannis shows up in a leather coat, too. He's like the bad boy.
Yeah.
The podcast.
He's got a nice selection of coats.
Century 21, one-third the price of what this
Jesus,
is.
Century 21 is great.
And Banana Republic.
Why would you even tell us that?
Because
why do you feel that guilty?
I'm a bargain hunter.
Yeah. Oh, you're a nickel chaser.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I am too. I refuse to pay full price. Yeah. I refuse.
Go to Banana Republic in Bay Ridge. That it's like stealing.
It's like owned by Santa Claus.
Okay. Guys, I got to do a real quick
pee.
Take a pee real quick. I didn't read the first one, did I? Did you make me read it? No, you didn't make me read it.
It's not necessary.
Oh, really? Yeah, all right. deepdiscount.com. Do you like Deep Discount?
Love
you ever gone to it? Yeah. All right. Here's the deal. Go to the link right here. I told everybody I got a DVD player for Christmas and a Blu-ray, and I use it, and I go to Deep Discount all the time. I use my own code and I buy stuff. I have a kid, and plus I like getting DVDs. I like watching the same thing. I like a bunch of the same stuff. Scroll down, please. For the love of God, will you scroll down? Oh, my God. Where is it? Where's the one I just bought? Next page. No, the next page. Anyways, deepdiscount.com. It is a great site. It is a loyal sponsor to my show. And you guys use Deep Discount and you use my code. That's why they keep doing ads with me, because you guys are great. So please use this code. The loyal sponsor to my show. It's a great site to find thousands of movies, TV shows, without spending a lot of money. You know what your favorites are. And you know you don't want to waste time. So much time searching for this. What is that? What is that? Did my brain take that off the table, please? Just shut my... The whole place just vibrated. I thought I was having a stroke.
You know what really is great about Deep Discount?
What?
There's a lot of movies you can't find now because YouTube shuts them down. Those like streams.
Yes.
Yeah. So you got to... the best is... If you have State of Grace was a movie I was hunting for.
Love State of Grace.
One of my favorite. I think it's up there with Goodfellas. Paul told me I was crazy. He said, let's not get crazy. I think it's up there with Goodfellas.
I think it's near there. Not
up there.
It's near.
What's the difference between up there and near?
Near is, it's like below. Up there is like, it's up there, right next to it.
It's almost there.
I would say it's near.
It's near.
I would say near.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But Deep Discount has it because YouTube is shutting down all those uploads, full movies. So.
Now you can go, you know what your things are. You know what the TV shows you like. You can search for it forever, ever, or just go and get it off of deepdiscount.com. It's hardly ever there. Or if sometimes it's edited.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you have to watch, like on YouTube, you have to watch six parts of it, which annoys the hell out of me.
I like the name.
And no
deep
commercials.
Discount. Deep Discount.
Deep Discount. No commercials.
You getting a discount? Deep.
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 All right, it's my sponsor. Let's not make it pornographic.
Getting a discount.
So here's what you need to do.
Wow.
All right?
Buy
it yourself at deepdiscount.com.
Yo, you're gay. Bad.
This way, you'll always have it when you want to watch it. No more wasting time. It's it. Commercial free. You own it. Your favorites to watch whenever you want. Right now, go to deepdiscount.com or just click their logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and buy stuff. This way, you know, that's the way they know I sent you. If you use that code, they know that I sent you. So go to my page on Riotcast and click that link and buy some stuff from deepdiscount.com. You're going to save money. You're going to save all kinds of time. And even more, they got a Blu-ray sale going on right now. The more you buy, the more you'll save. I'm talking classics like Hell or High Water, Die Hard, classics, Die Hard movies, and they also have TV shows like South Park 2. So many more. Go there right now. Check out all the stuff. TV shows, movies, Blu-rays, video games, everything at deepdiscount.com. They have new releases too. Like, what is this? Why is this double? What is that down there? I hate when the fucking
do they have,
is twisted.
Do they have
I
Can't
look
Buy
like
Me
a moron.
Do they have
what
Can't
does
Buy
the bottom
Love?
Say?
Oh, if you want to watch Jigsaw, The Game Continues is out now.
Is it really?
Nice. Yeah.
On deep discount?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Look at the Dennis Leary roast is up there. Maybe I'll get that from Jim Serpico.
Jimmy.
He doesn't
Jimmy.
Want to see that.
Sir. Why?
You think, didn't he produce it?
Isn't yeah, that he did. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't want to produce something. I produced that. What do you want something you produce? So deepdiscount.com. Go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Click on the link right there and buy some stuff off deep. My brain's shutting down. Deepdiscount.com. Where'd the kid go? Oh, the guy
the
that was here?
Yeah, went
was
to the bathroom.
Creep. Disappeared.
Oh, that's right. What if he just went in there and just killed himself?
Yeah.
Could you imagine? That'd be fucking great. Be good for your ratings.
Yeah. Or if he's assembling his weapon to come in and kill all
of
us.
Oh, my God.
No, it's somebody scary. I blocked.
Is it really?
No, I don't know.
Here he is on that screen.
All right. Anyways, there we go. We have a couple more ads later. We'll do them. But yeah, comedy. The Comedy Cellar, we were talking about that. Is here? Oh, she sent me something else too. Don't say view from the stage. Wow, dude, this club is gonna be nuts. And the way they're gonna try to book it, the one like we said, what Vegas does is they book an opener, a middler, and a mediocre headliner. You know, because whatever they're gonna try to send three or four of us out there a week, give us some good money, right?
Right.
And have the best show in Vegas, right. Hands down. Like imagine. You three or you four doing a show in Vegas. Imagine you four and everybody's doing 20 minutes. No, you can switch it up. Someone go first, someone go second. Everybody's doing 20 minutes. And this is the one thing they're not allowing. In Vegas, at the end of every set, some guy's holding up a hat or a scarf. All right, if you guys want to buy my stuff, because they're trying to recoup their money that they're...
Sure.
Or try to make more money so it makes it all right for them to be there for fucking $8 a fucking show.
Right.
So they're trying to sell hats and shirts. Every single comic, the host, DVD, CD, the middle guy... DVD, hat, shirt, right. The headliner, shirt, bracelet, iPhone case.
Bracelet?
I'm just exaggerating, but yes, they have...
I have a nice bracelet.
But it's cheesy. It's fucking cheesy.
It's a tennis bracelet.
So they're not going to
allow
that.
No merch? No merch sales?
They're going to have merch, but they're going to have their own fucking store. So after the show, they have a replica of the fucking bar downstairs at the cellar, and they're going to have a certain section that you guys, if you have stuff, you can go over there. They're going to send everybody over there after the show to do a meet and greet, and you can sell your shit,
and the
whatever
casino,
you want.
And the casino only takes 30%.
They don't take anything. Not taking shit.
All right.
Wow.
Wow. So it's going to be good then.
It's going to be great. But here's, look, it's going to be a fun time. Are you going to make $1 million out there?
Never.
Tuesday. You're going to do Tuesday through Sunday or come on Monday. But what I said is fluid. If that doesn't work, then they'll go to the headline, blah, blah, blah. But they're going to use LA comics. They're going to start using a bunch of LA comics. Guys that we know are funny. That, don't get to play Vegas.
Right.
But they're going to pay good money. They're going to actually, instead of giving you $50 a show, they're going to give people, what you should get.
Right.
So you can walk away with
$1,000 a show.
No, not you.
What? Are you kidding me?
What?
I don't know. I was going to, I don't know. But yeah, you're right.
That would be a good hang, too, because it'll be all of us out
well,
there.
Well, there's
that's
a lot of temptation there,
Mike. I think that's the funnest thing about really doing is. A show like that is getting to hang with a bunch of people.
Well, there's no temptation for you to hang out with Mike?
No, there's a lot of temptation in Vegas, and Mike knows that I'm trying to choose a different path now.
What's the path?
He's Christian.
Yeah, more towards
Are you turning
Jesus.
Into a Christian?
Born again.
I'm not.
Look at his arm.
He went to Catholic school.
Yeah. What's up with your arm?
I just have Catholic tattoos all over my body, because I feel like we're in the midst of a new crusade.
Wow.
I have Catholic Queens tattoos all over my body.
Yeah.
I have a big cross on my back that says faith.
Can I
see
it?
Faith. It's disgusting.
Can I see it?
Wait, do I probably have a picture of it.
Can I see it?
And then I want to tell you
just let
story.
Me see it.
What do you mean? Fucking pull my shirt off? I don't want to pull my shirt off.
Why? Don't pull it off.
He
doesn't. Show me
he
the back.
He's got a big cross with Jesus just hanging off.
Just stand over there
of
and show me the back.
He's got a Virgin Mary.
Just let me see it.
He is Queen's trash.
Let me see it.
Look at this.
Help him, Mike.
He is
help
fucking,
your fucking podcast,
yeah,
buddy.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep going. Stand up, Mike.
Yeah, look at that. He's Goodwill Hunting of his neighborhood.
Here you go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going.
Oh,
that big ass cross.
Giannis, does that freak you out when you're behind him? Does that you ever have a problem?
That's where I aim, right there.
That's actually all right, sit down. That's a nice tattoo.
Yeah.
I mean, you never. I mean, I don't know why you would get it there.
Well, Bobby just went teacher on us. Okay, sit down.
Everybody, you have to, like, living in the neighborhood, like, you have to get it from a...
You guys have to walk around shirtless at one point a year?
Yeah.
Like once a year, take your shirt off.
Yeah.
You got to have five Catholic crosses and one Our Father on your upper torso.
My tattoos are disgusting.
My father's got that on his gravestone, so I like it a lot.
That's where he copied it off of.
He posted a pic on Instagram. I was like, that's my next tat.
God rest his soul. God rest his soul.
Dude, can you put my friend's father's grave on my back? We're about to do a podcast together. I want to show solidarity. Dude, why would you
I have fucking my tattoos are like epically they're gross.
Well, DeRosa I think has the
DeRosa fucking last
arm.
Oh
my god.
And it just melts off his body.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just melt like his he had that like ladder tattoo, right? Yeah. Didn't he have that?
He's got a bad tattoo, yeah.
He's got a bad tattoo.
You know when you have to cover up the tattoo because you take such a pounding for it?
Yeah.
You literally have to go get another tattoo. Yeah. That's when you go, oh fuck, I fucked up.
It was so bad, Joe was like, hey, can you make this racist? So it looks like something.
His tattoos match him though. I mean it matches.
Well, it's not gonna someday.
Huh? No, it will.
I'm like just a Queens. Like today, I saw Greg Popovich walking. I swear to God, I saw him walking past the
greatest,
Comedy Cellar.
That's the greatest name ever.
Yeah, Greg Popovich. And Popovich. I was like, yo, what's up, coach? Go Spurs. And he just started laughing at me. He didn't even say it. He just started laughing at me because he's like, what is this fucking mook? Or like when we saw Chris Mullin.
Yeah.
And I just gave him a pound. I was
Brooklyn
like,
all day.
I was like, Brooklyn all day. And he just started laughing at me.
Pop's going to be giving an interview later. He's like, I love this city, man. I was walking down McDougal and this garbage man said, what's up to me?
He must have been like a local. He was in Local 3.
Yeah, Local 3 guy. Love the Italians
Giannis
in the city.
Giannis says that I should be dead, right, in the back of a garbage truck, or I should be a garbage man.
He should be hanging off the back of a garbage
hanging
truck.
Off the back
I don't
of
think
garbage
that.
Truck. But somehow, because my friends are all cops, firemen.
I think you should be like at a YMCA picking kids up or something like that. Or something.
Oh, like a pedophile?
No. I think you should be like you doing some local stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like a coach.
Yeah, like a coach. You should have gray short, like champion shorts on.
Yeah.
Some backpack.
Right.
Going to some like YMCA. And then after that, you're going to go to an AA meeting and set it up. You're not part of it. You just help them set it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go after that, you're going to go home for a little bit, do some homework because you're back at community college because you want to get your social. Associates and another thing.
In physical education.
Yeah.
I got a story. This is, and it happened to me too when I went to school in D.C. And I'm his neighborhood's like New York, working class New York. So we were in Maryland together, and we went to this restaurant, and there were these two girls, and they were like as waspy as you can be, like WASP, Connecticut or Maryland kind of.
Yeah.
And they were looking at us like we were.
A gay couple.
Garbage. Like, just garbage people.
Yeah.
Like, and it was like, but was that your first experience realizing that those WASPs look at us?
Yeah.
Like,
it was my first time ever, like, seeing, like, being in front of someone.
Because he's a handsome kid.
But I was,
they wouldn't even look at him.
I made the girl nauseous just by the way I was talking. She slowly stopped eating her food and was like,
they couldn't believe that they let us in. Yeah. I had a sweatshirt on with a Yankee hat.
Yeah.
And he walks in with
I had a Yankee sweatshirt on. My hair was fucking wild. Yeah, I had on like a big coat.
Is that where the Bay Ridge Boys came out of?
No, we were already doing Bay Ridge.
We were already doing it.
Bay Ridge Boys.
We should do this for a fucking living.
No, Bay Ridge Boys came from just walking around Bay Ridge.
Yeah.
Really?
We both lived there.
All right, so
you both live in Bay Ridge. This is Bay Ridge. Now, if people don't know what Bay Ridge Boys are, I don't know who you are. Because you're crazy. Bay Ridge Boys, go to YouTube, type in Bay Ridge Boys 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
They're writing 4 now. It is, I'm telling you, it is, when I first saw it, I'm like, what are these fucking knuckleheads doing? I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna have to watch another stupid webisode with my friends and then go, yeah, no, it was good, dude.
Yeah.
When I'm just like, oh, you fucking stink.
Yeah. And don't talk about Mike's talk show with kids like that.
First of all, I'm gonna say this. I love that show. I don't know what happened to it. I mean, I know what happened to it. Mike was involved in it.
I ran
everybody
out of
said, fucking.
Look him in the eyes and tell him you love it.
I swear to God, Mike, and I told you this to your face.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you.
Your personality is perfect for it. Just dead, dry panned, you know, and let the kids be the funny one.
Yeah, I let the kids excel. Thank you, Bob. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
That was funny.
But I saw this.
No, it was
man.
Great. You are good on that.
Let
Mike.
Me tell you. You-
That's the old. Hey, you're okay. You're gonna be okay. What? Something's gonna pop for you.
I'll tell you when I cracked up at this first episode of Bay Ridge Boys when fucking Chrissy T goes, "You ever get punched in the face? I want to punch you in the face." Because I told you, I grew up with these fucking assholes in Boston.
Yeah.
Same fucking guys was like, "Dude, I want to punch you right in your fucking." But it's so sincere. Yeah. It wasn't like
almost like he loved you.
Yeah. It was almost like, dude, you need. I'm gonna do this for you. Because if I want to hit you so bad, it's fucking almost lustful. You know what I mean? Like you said it like, just suck my dick. Let me put my dick in your mouth. I knew kids like that. Yeah, like, dude, I'm gonna fucking smash your skull. Kid.
Yeah,
right. And when you said that line, and then you tagged him in the nuts, and then Shawnee O comes in. And I was like, oh, what's that? I laugh when he came out of the car. God,
what's
going
on? Yeah.
Does he look like he did? The fact that he is a plain clothes, really, he's not chasing anybody.
No,
but he rolls out. He's like, hey, what's going on? He fucking taps him in the nuts.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. I tell you, I go 1, 3, 2 as my favorites.
Two
was good. I got a little confused. But I watched it a second time and a third time, and I was like, all right, it made more sense to me.
Right.
The first one,
that one's the smartest one. That's for the smart people.
They gel it up.
Who wrote that one, Giannis?
That was a joke.
Of course, Giannis.
Of course, yeah.
That wasn't that
was elitist Giannis.
Why relate to anybody? Why dance with brought us with the first
I'm
one?
I'm like, hey, how about we just tap people in the balls? And he's like, yeah, but we need to send a message.
We need to send... Yeah. It was definitely a fucking message trying to be forced down our throats in that one.
Yeah, no, we like, cock.
It's funny because a lot of people comment like that. They go like 3, 2. A lot of people, 2 they love. A lot of people love 3.
Well, that's
3.
When you know you got something.
Yeah.
In my eyes, when people start, you know, look, they do it with albums. They do it with TV shows. I love this episode and that episode and this episode. When they just go, hey, man, that was funny and move on. You're fucking
there's
done.
A lot of interaction on the comments and stuff on Facebook is where most of the views come from.
And I think too, and I'll be honest, in this where we're at right now, you need something like this. These guys need these fucking oofs.
Yeah.
Need to exist.
Yeah.
And say fuck the last episode when you said Muzzies.
Yeah.
Referring to Muslims. Yeah. I almost fell out of my chair.
No, there you go.
Yeah. Go ask the Muzzies. And then you showed up at fucking, what's his name's house?
Namesh Patel.
Namesh Patel, and he's a fucking idiot. He's not even a Muslim.
I know.
It's so perfect.
Yeah.
Because you know, you guys are harmless. You're not fucking assholes.
Yeah.
But you show up, hey, dude, what do you think about this? And he answers. The greatest part is that he knows you fucks.
Right. Yeah.
And, we grew up together.
And he doesn't even, he knows you, and he answers the question.
Yeah.
Doesn't even question that he's not Muslim.
Like, yeah, he's told us 20 times he's not Muslim, but we just don't care. We just say you're a Muslim.
Well, the characters grew up together, so that, and Bay Ridge is very much like that. It has a huge Middle Eastern population.
That's true.
Yeah. The fun part about this is me and Chris, like, the other day I was walking on the street, and this cop just pulls over, and he's like, yo, what's up, cuzzy? He's fucking, cops love it, firemen love it.
It is, of course, because it relates to the most guys in New York City or around, even not just New York, Boston.
Yeah.
You have these fucking two dudes, these guys.
That's it.
That's why we fell in love with fucking Tony Monero, baby.
Yeah.
That's why when he's walking down the street. Yeah. And he goes in the paint store. He's like, can I get tomorrow off? Can I get a raise?
Yeah.
You were like, I know this fucking guy.
We just want like masculine, like just being like men. Because I feel like all the funny men now on TV, they make them so feminine. And they take all that, you know, because you don't want to like cross a line. But we were just like, let's just be funny. We're not fucking racist. We're not misogynistic. We're just guys.
Yeah.
So we're going to do guy shit.
Like there's a thing now. Like being masculine is like aggressive. It's like seen as a threat.
But here's the thing. Let's be honest about that. It's in a very, I mean, if you take the general population, even of America, it's a very small percentage. Just those percentage of people who think that happen to be in power.
Yes,
that's what it is.
That's what it is. Most women,
yes,
don't want to date that guy.
Right?
No, you're right.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Gabby?
Right.
I'm asking her, a woman.
Oh, sorry. Every time you say it, I'm transitioning.
When I say
that's the next episode. It's going to get real. A lot of you.
Chris thinks Maurisa is my real personality.
Yeah.
This is a character
I think
create.
This is the ultimate character. That's what I believe in my heart.
He thinks I'm a psycho. He's a little frightened.
I think this is his character.
If Giannis was really Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
From the Bronx?
Yeah. That's why he refuses to ever walk around the Lower East Side with me, because I know he's going to run into his old friends. They'd be like, Maurice. He'd be like, no. It's Giannis. He won't walk around the Lower East Side with me.
He fucking hates Greek food.
Oh, yeah, he's disgusting.
Oh, fucking hates it.
Yeah, he's got bottles.
Baklava.
He puts sesson on everything. Little sprinkles of it. Adobo. Yeah.
He's fucking sneaking plantains in his fucking... Yeah. He's got them in his pocket right now. I bet you pull out a fucking plantain right now.
Right, yeah. Fucking empanada.
How funny would that... no. It's Giannis.
Nah, you were sucking dick on Avenue D. That's not me. Yo, when I was saying it was so fun. I was going on a rant in front of his fiance the other day, like, this is his, and then you could see, like, the fear in her eyes. Like, did you guys get into a fight when I left?
No.
Oh, she was cool about it? Because I thought she was going to start grilling you with some questions. Mm. Like, what is Chris talking about?
I got worried about you after that.
Why?
Because when you were like, I'm going to fucking burn a place down, I was like, yo, this kid's got hidden rage.
No, because you know what?
Hidden? Chris, hidden?
No,
are
because
you nuts? Yeah. That's like saying Mike has hidden rage.
No, but I'm Chris, not. Chris is very like freewheeling. I don't see the rage in it.
I'm passive. And I push stuff down and I'm like, you know what? That doesn't bother me. Maybe it does bother me. And Giannis knows that. And then he'll push me a little bit, just give me little pokes and be like, this should bother you, right? Yeah. And he gets in my head. And I told him one day, he's going to push me and I'm going to go off the edge.
And do what?
Commit a hate crime.
I said it.
I'll be the one to say. I'll be the bad guy. Yeah. Hate crime. Yeah.
Kill a couple of Chinese kids.
Yeah. Giannis told me to do it. And then he'll just back off.
He just fucks him until Mauricio comes out. It's me. It's me. Oh, Chrissy.
Can I say something about Giannis? He has a way of really cutting to the truth. Yeah. I don't know if he's trying to like push you over the edge. I don't think so.
What do you mean,
I don't know
Mike?
What's in his heart.
He's just unstable right now.
He really just cuts to the truth, and sometimes it shakes you up a little bit when you talk.
What do you mean?
He'll be talking to you about something that's like a personal thing, like that just everybody goes through, like a relationship or whatever. And he'll just say some shit that just cuts right to the core of it. And you'll be like, fuck, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
You know, but it'll affect you. You'll walk away from it. It'll take a little bit of time. And you'll be like, I didn't really think of it that way, but it'll affect you emotionally.
The thing is with Giannis is like I swear to God, it's helped me so much in the last like 6 months, like going through stuff, talking to me about like ego and thought process, and it's so like laid out and simple and he's so educated, and then I'll like go home and be like, I feel like a better man because of Giannis.
Yeah.
And then I'll go on Instagram and he'll be like, go get my tickets to Miami. And I'm like, do I listen to this fucking guy? Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I don't. I've never taken advice from Giannis in my life.
And then I question, I'm like, should I be taking advice from this guy?
No, you shouldn't.
Look what he's doing.
Chris, no, you shouldn't. he's got two other ones.
He's got
two people he gives advice to.
Yeah,
fucking Mr.
Pano. It's a problem here. You have to just get the wife here.
Yeah, you get that guy. You get that guy. You get Giannis. Then you get fucking liberal Giannis.
Oh my God. Yeah.
There's a
cuck Giannis.
There's a few
fucking liberal cuck Giannis. Yeah. I know that guy too.
We can say that's a new word for fag, by the way. That's how guys are getting away with it. You're a cuck.
You're a cuck. Fucking this guy, cucky charms over here.
There's a fucking few listeners on this podcast who just cut right to it. They're like, I didn't get through this episode because of Giannis.
Really?
Yeah.
There were some harsh comments.
Yeah, Giannis.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, last week?
Yeah.
Mauricio?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, man, here's the deal.
They think I'm like a liberal cuck.
They think you're Cuckleberry Finn.
Are you a liberal cuck?
I am on certain issues, but it depends on the issue. You know,
that you said issue.
You know what I'll say?
They don't like me because I'm well thought out.
You're well thought out, and to Mike's point, everything you say is in fact the truth.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It is the truth. Like you're saying,
it cuts to it.
You're saying what's real about it.
Wait a second, relax.
Yeah, no, it's not.
What is he fucking?
What is Islam?
Everything you know. That's called being perfect, and that's the irony.
Well, that's what he thinks he is.
Well, you're saying that's what he is. Why would he think that if he has fucking cucks like you saying he thinks that?
I'm not a fucking cuck.
How greater word is cucked up.
Cuckaroo.
So good.
Oh, it's my new cuckle.
I say cuck constantly. Fucking cucky it. Cheese.
It's a good word.
Cucky cheese. Get down there, you cuck.
Yeah. Does anyone want a coffee? Mushy just asked.
Yes.
Yes, please.
What do you want?
I want a coffee with the Splenda and cream.
Do they have hibiscus tea?
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
It's good for blood pressure, bro.
Listen, well, fuck, you know what? Relax.
Yeah.
Go in the other room and meditate for 10 minutes.
What are you fucking? No, I can't. Hey, let's not shit on meditation. I'm staring at Court's balls. I'm getting fucking my blood just through the roof.
When you're
looking at Court's dick.
Court actually, let me say something. Court actually does transcendental, right?
I do. Yeah, I do.
He's been meditating, no joke, twice a day for years.
A little over 10 years.
You've never missed a day.
Oh, I've missed a day here. Not. Both times, but I meditate in the morning every day no matter what.
So you wake up. How does it work? You wake up and then meditate.
Wake up, brush my teeth, put a little water in my eyes, and meditate for half an hour.
Half an hour?
Every day.
And then when do you meditate again?
Usually around 5:30 in the afternoon.
Another meditation.
Yeah.
Now explain to you what you do when you meditate.
You just sit there and like you get comfortable. You got to have your back supported. People think you sit in the middle of a room and like sit up. There's no fucking way to relax like that.
Right.
So you sit back and you relax. You close your eyes. You have a mantra and you do your mantra silently.
Now, that's the thing that bugs me is because it costs around, I'll explain this to you. It costs around $1,500 to $2,000 to go to Transcendental
Medicare. I took it.
Right. And then they give you a mantra.
Yeah.
So right. I called Colin Quinn, who's one of my best friends. Talk to him every day. I says, hey, can I have your mantra?
Yeah.
Can I get it? Cause so I can save myself $2,000.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, no.
Yeah.
You can't give your mantra away.
No.
It's true.
What the fuck?
Court, isn't that something specific to you, mantra?
It is a little bit. It's a little bit specific to you, but also.
You know how many fucking mantras they'd have to come up with?
But here's
lemon?
But here's the other thing.
What is yours?
The other thing, I'm not telling you.
Why?
Because it's just not, it's my thing.
What does it rhyme with? Is it one word or two words?
It rhymes with cuck.
No, but the mantra, it's an ancient word, right? Yours is an ancient word, so is mine.
You know what a mantra is?
You have one?
I did the transcendental meditation course.
All mantra is a mind vehicle, is what they call it. So it's actually a word. It means nothing. It basically has no
sound.
It's basically a sound.
Can you give me a word that would, just give me a word.
Shreem. Yeah, that's a very common like.
Can I have
that's
that?
My fucking sure. mantra.
Sure.
No, it isn't.
I swear to God.
Shreem?
You just fuck. Now what do I do?
Huh? That's your mantra for real?
I swear to God.
You got to change it to Cuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to promote your.
Why don't you change it to Cuck.
You should just. Cuck. Cuck. Oh, Giannis. Oh, Giannis. Oh, Giannis.
Giannis is a good one. Mine is Da
People turning off the podcast right now.
Is it eight people just shut it down?
But I think the whole reason they do that thing about doing the money and to do a whole thing is you go through a learning process of how to meditate, what it is to meditate, and the process of doing it. And the mantras included part of it. So just to tell someone to go sit down, because there's a lot involved in it. Like when you meditate, especially when you begin to meditate, your fucking mind's going 1,000 miles an hour. You're thinking of all kinds of shit. Mm. And they teach you how to let a thought come in and not try to push a thought out.
Yeah.
And let it kind of flow.
My friend,
so you went to the classes. So you
I
know
did
what
the
I'm
classes,
saying.
And it's like they said, like nothing that you do is wrong. If you sit there, close your eyes, and say your mantra.
Yeah, well,
then
except
you're doing
fucking
it.
Giving away your mantra to your friend who wants to save fucking $2,000. I guess
that's the part
that's wrong.
But what Court's saying is, you still got to go. You, there's things that you learn there.
Here's the problem. I went. My friend's a yogi down the street on 13th Street. He's a legitimate yogi.
Okay, so
I went to his class. I went. He said, "Come see me."
Gay.
I went down. We did a 2-hour session, yoga and transcendental meditation.
Sick.
And at the end of it, I was like, oh my God. Well, he goes, you want to come upstairs? He lives there. And I go up to his room and I met the yogi who looks like a yogi, right?
Yeah.
And he's showing me all the stuff. And he goes, all the male yogis live on this floor. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And this is the yogi. This is the guy. Oh, hi, how are you? Nice to meet you. And he goes, the women yogi are on the floor below us. There's a couple ladies down there. One of them's a fucking cunt. And then I was like, what? I'm like, what? Even you? Yeah. Even you? Yeah. How am I supposed
but at least
to?
He, but
how?
At least he said it in a calm voice. Yeah. You know, he's like, she's a fucking cunt.
No, he didn't. He goes, she's a fucking cunt. He literally goes, she's a fuck. One of them's a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, we just did 2 hours.
Yeah.
And even you, it doesn't work. Because even you, you're a yogi. You live with yogis. And one of the yogis is a cunt. So how am I? Why do I? Fuck it. I'm all right.
The best thing about meditation, the greatest thing it does is it relieves stress.
Okay.
And it actually reverses the aging process in someone, because stress is what kills you. Stress ages you. Stress causes a sickness, illness, cancers. It causes everything.
Yeah.
And when you meditate, what happens is your mind actually goes to sleep when you're wide awake. So it actually goes to sleep for a period of time. Yeah. And your body is not used to that when you're awake.
Sorry.
This
conversation is meditating. My whole audience.
But what actually
you
happens
talking is my mantra.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
No, that's what we do on the cast. It's a New York thing.
That's okay. I can handle it.
Oh, where are you from?
I live in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're mean. We mean, but it's affection here.
That's okay. You can go fuck yourself.
I love you too.
No, but
the whole thing is that. Like, you were really young, and he was like, no, go fuck yourself.
No, I meant that in a loving way, you know?
Yeah.
But I think you would gain from it. I think anybody who does it, it's a great fucking stress
relief. Here's the problem.
In my class, it said 20 minutes a day, twice a day. You're doing 30?
Yeah, I've been doing it over 10 years.
They said if you do any more, it's got to be 20 on the dot.
No, that's bullshit.
Do 30? You're telling me to do 30?
No. How long have you been doing it?
3 months.
Yeah, wait about a year and a half.
Chris is the
but I miss Chris. It. I miss days left and right. There's times I don't.
He's got a daughter. He's got to put food on the table.
Yeah. What happened to your hairline?
What are you talking about?
On the side of that right there, it goes in like a Z.
Oh, yeah, because I got a part.
Don't
I
worry, that's part Bobby's my thing.
Hair. Bobby. They shaved that in?
Yeah.
So when you go to the barber, you say, but why
I
did
asked
you?
For the, I asked for the alt-right.
But why did it? turn that way. Let me see it. But what is that little thing coming out? Why do you look like a superhero?
It's what
like
do you mean?
It's like Long Island.
It goes in.
Because I got leading man face and best friend body.
Listen, no, turn to the right. It goes up. Out and then back in.
Oh, his tiki torch burned that off.
Yeah,
sorry.
No. It's my symbol.
But what is the symbol? I don't understand.
What do you mean, bro?
Why didn't you
white
just
power is the symbol.
Make America great again. That's the symbol.
It's really unbelievable. I mean, you want to talk about fucking some crazy shit about masculinity and what's happening. I mean, this Aziz Ansari thing. I'm glad that women are finally saying, knock it the fuck off.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, but at least, look at, I still think Louis is in the same category.
Yeah.
I think what he did is the same shit.
Yep.
He didn't even touch anyone.
No. He didn't touch anything, but he asked, he had consent, he didn't do anything, you know, and they came out and they fucking took it all away.
Right.
But Aziz, it was so fuck. When I saw him, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. What is he, 5'6", like a buck 20 wet?
I saw the end, the second part. I heard last night someone was talking and saying that they had been actually together before the incident that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Here's where we're at. A girl can literally go through, write a date down, a sexual encounter, and say, I felt uncomfortable. And they can literally go after you and try to take everything away and try to put you. They tried to. He was almost going to fall into the sexual assailant, assault, Weinstein category.
Yep.
And
it's a slap in the face to women who were actually sexually assaulted. It's a slap in the face to women who were actually sexually assaulted. She was not sexually assaulted. This is a bad date, dude. This is a bad date.
Actually, he got a blowjob. It was a pretty good date, you know.
He got blown like three times.
According to what was written, it's a bad.
But here's the thing: is she blew him and she let him eat her out,
right?
So the whole time you're getting eaten out, you weren't fucking loving it.
Yeah,
you weren't. You were getting pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know how good he is at it, but it was something.
Come on. Well, that's Kama Sutra, cuz.
Oh, true.
Don't sleep on the Indians.
That's true, yeah.
That was a move that he learned from his great that's been passed down from generation. The fishhook? That shit is.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that? See, that's the only part of it.
Kama Sutra secret.
That's a wrestling question. I'd like to take that. Excuse me. I don't know anything about anything, but I will take the wrestling questions. Fishhook is something to make your...
it's like the big... What is Foley claw?
He fish hooked her face? Or
yeah. No, in her mouth.
Yeah, he put his fingers in her mouth.
According to maritime law, that's actually acceptable.
That's actually 2 points.
Yeah, he took his two fingers. He spread
maritime
them.
Law. I love a good maritime law joke. That's a great one. Well, yeah, you stick
him in. You treat her like a salmon.
It's gagging. It's like, you know, you put the thing in the mouth and you make the girl gag a little.
But I mean, she allowed that to happen and just didn't say stop.
I don't think she liked it.
But she didn't tell him that.
Right.
No, nonverbal. That was all nonverbal. Okay. She said, you did not pick up on the nonverbals, which is, well, I picked up on the verbals.
Right.
Yes, eat my pussy. Yeah. I mean, I picked up on the physical, you know.
What is a nonverbal? No.
Nonverbal.
I don't know.
But Gabby, what is a nonverbal?
Like body language.
Like what? I mean, because you've been in situations with guys where you have to let them know, I'm not into this without saying no. Like I'm not. How do you do this?
I think that's tricky. I don't really.
What is a nonverbal?
Like
you don't. Why not?
Because if I'm not into it, I would just say I'm not into it.
Right.
I wouldn't be like that's a nonverbal.
What's
just
a nonverbal?
Being like tensing up.
Tensing up is a nonverbal.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Like a girl, like, I don't, you know, maybe, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, but
then you come back with, I know how to make you relax.
Yeah.
Right,
guys, guys.
Yeah. And then you stick.
Guys.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm scared.
Have you guys ever stuck
are you really
your fingers
scared?
In someone's throat
well,
like that?
It's like, no, I'm kidding. But I mean, I'm being facetious. But it is kind of like, yeah, I mean, you know.
You're scared to say something.
You don't know. You just don't know something? In this climate. Yeah.
This is what's weird to me is that, you know, women were, you know, forced, you know, intimidated not to speak out or say anything for so long, and now they are.
Right.
But the far left or the feminists, these really far left feminists, are scaring women into not speaking up about something like this.
Here's that thing.
Where it's like, you know what? This is wrong. You're taking a cause and using it for your own fucking weirdness.
Right.
And when all these women, like Caitlyn, what's her name?
Jenner?
No, Caitlyn, this woman, I forget her name, Caitlyn something, Irish last name. She stood up and says, this is wrong. He did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And she got attacked. She got attacked by feminists and left-wing people. And this is a woman. This is a woman that believes in women's rights.
Yeah.
This is a woman that is for, you know, Me Too and Time's Up and all that. And she said, you know what? I'm standing up, and she's getting attacked for it. And she put a thing on her Twitter today, I think Flanahan or something, Flanagan, Caitlin Flanagan, I believe her name is. If someone, I don't know if anybody knows. But anyways, she wrote a thing, if you're naked with a man, he's probably going to want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
She goes, I believe this is true. If you're with a man and you're naked, he's probably going to want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
And yeah, so don't get fucking naked.
Yeah. I think it was maybe a little jarring for the girl that he acts the way he acts.
Cuck.
He acts the way he acts. And then,
cuck. Cuck.
And then behind closed doors.
Did you see Chappelle's special where he talked about sexual harassment?
Can you not bring up better comics?
Yes, that was a great fucking
No, right. But you don't refer to any specials. You refer to one of our half hours or our late nights.
But did you happen to see that?
I did see it.
So he talked about sexual, and I thought the greatest thing he said, because it wasn't even comedy, he was actually just speaking about it, was he said, nothing's going to change until some of you women get people on your side that maybe aren't the best allies.
Yeah.
So it's people that don't actually commit sexual harassment, but you don't maybe necessarily agree with.
Right.
So I think that's the only way anything's ever, because right now we're going to have all these people, these girls that just randomly say, I had a bad date, and then it's sexual harassment bullshit. You know, you had a bad fucking day.
Right, it was a bad day.
And it's like, and now anytime somebody speaks up about it, then they're a fucking asshole.
It's on the, right here. Yeah. What's her name? Right. What's her name?
Caitlin Flanagan.
Yeah, it's on the Atlantic. She actually.
But here's this.
She came up against this and said, you know, we have to stop doing this. It's a really good article. You should check it out. Not that I'm a fucking genius enough. I love saying the word article. But it was refreshing because I know girls that are afraid to say anything to support Louis or anybody because it's just not worth it to them. Because if they do,
They're going to get attacked.
Yeah. But they might. It will, in this business, it will affect them. It will affect us.
I agree that.
This
agree
podcast,
that.
Even having this conversation, we're supposed to not even talk about it.
Yeah.
And let...
No, but I think we're all pro-women here. We're all against sexual assault. Like, we all are.
Can I just say this? I don't know anything but powerful, strong women.
True.
My whole life. I've never met a weak woman. I've never met one. I don't know what that is. My wife, my grandmother, my mother, all the women I've met in comedy... In acting, they're all pretty fucking crazy strong women to do what we do. You have to be a really tough human being to deal with the rejection we deal with.
It's true.
And it's not like men doesn't, we get rejected just as much.
Right.
You know, I know it's a male dominated, it's changing. It's all changing. It's all becoming, we're evolving rapidly. You know, we're not what we were 10, 20, 30 years ago, 50 years. I believe that. We have to acknowledge that at some point that we are doing it. And you know, but I understand that, you know, this shit has to happen, but it always goes over. And then this fucking girl, you know, tried to, the damage she could have done to this guy.
She did. She already did. I mean, his mom's seen that. She knows, his mom knows he fish hooks girls.
Well, there's a huge danger.
His mom's like, that's a family secret.
Yeah. Yeah. You are your father's son.
Yeah. Your father fish hooked me, and that's how he got me. I was walking down the
street. Why you tell secrets?
I have not seen my family in 45 years since I was fish hooked for the first time.
I mean, it clearly wasn't a sexual assault. I mean, clearly. Based on the story, it was not a sexual assault.
And based on her account of the story.
That's what I'm saying.
Based on her account.
It just clearly wasn't. I mean,
but here's the thing that bugs me, is that she gets to remain anonymous.
I've got a feeling that won't last long.
Yeah. That you get
someone's gonna finally, like, Aziz should say, here's a picture of this bitch that fucking accused
me.
But
from the darkness, from complete anonymity, you got to just go out there and try because of some date that you felt bad about yourself, that you maybe let somebody, you went too far, you fucked up, and you probably felt shitty about you at the end of it, which I've had those where you're like, fuck, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to go there. Mm-hmm. And I'm a weak cocksucker, and I let myself do this and shit. You know, but you know, and she got from the complete darkness, go and take this guy out after he wins a Golden Globe.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't care what you think about Aziz. There's some comics that were like, yes. That's bad.
Even if you're not a fan, that's the wrong way. That's the wrong way to take anybody down.
No way. You don't fucking do that.
But
at
how long ago did this alleged incident?
A year ago, right?
Oh, yeah. So why fucking now?
Right, like, after the Golden Globes. Yeah, perfect timing.
It's like, Jesus.
Well, I'll
Christ.
Tell you why. She actually said why.
Because he's wearing the pin. Yeah.
He was wearing the pin and it bugged her.
Yeah.
He's wearing the pin and she was like, fuck him.
Oh, so it was okay that he did it before he wore the pin?
No, probably wasn't. She probably had it with her that she's looking at the, like, that fucking cock.
She just probably thought the hypocrisy of it because he was so aggressive. The story is he is aggressive. He's aggressive in the story. Maybe she was taken aback that his persona in public is like this, and then she got him in private, and he was like, can I stuff my fist in your mouth?
Can I just say Mushy Mike's in the house?
Mushy Mike.
He flew in from Houston today.
Did he really?
Yeah, he flew in. I like your hair. Here, put him down. Just stop standing there before you spill them all.
Get one of these.
Yeah, put him down. Someone help the fuck guy. He looks like he's going to pass out.
There might be Splenda in that cup right there.
Which one's my hibiscus?
They didn't have a biscuit.
What the fuck?
Oh, what?
I'm
kidding. Is this Giannis?
Is that Giannis?
What?
Does it have olive oil on it? Then it's Giannis's.
I mean, that's racism against Greeks.
Mush, don't worry.
You could be racist against other white people. That's fair game.
Yeah. That's totally fair.
All right, listen. Mushy, you got to do something about your facial hair. You can't be the same consistency because it looks like you're wearing a hair helmet. Okay? You have to. Either, all right, do something.
hair helmet.
Mushy Mike, thank you for the coffee, man.
Thanks, Mush thank Mike.
You. Very good.
So anyways.
Magic Mush.
Yeah, it was fucking, I'm glad to see that. But I wish I feel like it's reverse. It's like you're complaining that women were silenced, right? And now you're silencing people again by saying you cannot say anything about this. Right. Everybody's afraid to say anything
right.
yeah.
about anything because you will have your fucking career taken away.
Yes, I know.
And nobody wants, even if it's 100 people attacking you on Twitter, that 100 seems like thousands and yeah. millions. Yeah, right. And they fucking hate you. Yeah. And all they're trying to do is to get, to take you down and make you fucking, to shame you. That's how about what, a couple right. years ago, it was like you can't, what was it, sex shaming? What was that called?
Fat shaming?
No, with women, with the sex.
Slut shaming.
Slut shaming.
Slut shaming.
Well, hey, I want to suck a dick, and I want to get my pussy eaten, my asshole eaten. You can't, don't fucking call me a slut. Let me do what I want. Weren't we just in that mode?
Yeah. Yep.
And now we're in this mode.
I know.
What is, I don't understand that. I'm not being a fucking asshole. I'm not being sarcastic or facetious. I don't understand that. What is that?
They've created a society where... things don't mean what they mean anymore.
Well, Socrates said, true. Right?
Not funny's funny, you know. Yeah. If somebody's acting like a slut, they're not a slut. They're, you know, it's just, it is what it is.
There's no truth anymore.
There's no truth anymore.
So you can be a slut, democracy. Yeah. But...
truth is negotiable. It's a negotiable... yeah. The era where truth is negotiable. You know?
So guys can't be slutty.
I don't know. You
we can be slut-shamed.
You can.
But we can't be because if we're slutty, we're pigs.
Whatever angry mob you're a part of, that's what the truth is to those people. Like if my mob thinks different than your mob, then to my mob, the sky's red. To yours, it's blue. It doesn't matter.
And this is from Chris, who's actually in the mob.
Yeah true. Salud.
He's actually an associate of the Bonanno crime family.
No, dude, I hosted this show on Netflix called The Ultimate Beastmaster. Fucking people tweet at me every single day.
What is that?
Telling me what a piece of shit I am.
They called him like a racist.
They call me a racist. Misogynistic, yeah.
What is it?
Explain
the show.
It's like American Ninja Warrior. It's like okay. American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. Okay.
And I hosted the show with Tiki Barber. And first of all, number one, the fact that I'm just an American and look the way I look, people from all over the world tweeted me, you fucking elitist, nationalist. You know, I get tagged in alt-right groups. Like, it's nuts. Me.
It's
and
crazy.
I'm like, you do look like Hitler's perfect
course.
Little child.
Yeah, one person. one person.
You're exactly what he wanted.
One person tweeted me, I bet you've never met any, you've never even talked to anybody else other than a white person your whole life. I'm like, I have a Puerto Rican kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't tweet at anybody. I don't tweet back. I let them yell into the openness. But it's like crazy. Like, why to, because it's, you know, one of the Italian girls, the Italian co-host, because each different countries, like I was the host for America, and then the Italian host is like this beautiful supermodel, and Italy beat the U.S. in a head-to-head thing, and she came into our booth and started kissing me, like on the cheek, and then yelling shit in Italian, and I said to Tiki, I was like, I hope Italy beats the U.S. every single match, because I just want to keep getting kisses from Bianca, tweeting me, I sexually harassed Bianca.
Who said that?
People on Twitter,
yeah.
just tweeting me that I'm sexually harassed.
We need. I really.
It's crazy.
Can I say something about this?
Don't you think that Twitter? I mean, the Twitter. Come on, the people sitting in there, the little.
Yeah.
In
we need to end
garage,
it. It needs to end. Yeah. Twitter needs to go the fuck the way of MySpace.
Yeah.
We need to fucking.
Well, it's the year of the cuck. That's what we're trying. Giannis and I are trying to fight against that. The year of the cuck.
Yeah. We need to end Twitter. I fucking hate it.
It's not even that. It's just like you cannot convict somebody on Twitter.
But they have.
That's what they're doing. They're convicting somebody.
But here's the reason why Twitter gave them the fucking power, that little check mark, that verification. None of these people are verified human beings. None of these people, they can sign on, get kicked off, say whatever the fuck they want, get kicked and sign on again. Everybody should be fucking verified.
Yeah.
You should have to own what you say and what you do.
Yeah.
And I should be able to see you too. Like you see me or you see him, or you see him. Okay, we're all on TV and Mike, someday we'll see you. Right?
today.
Wow. Well, by the way, you could see me at the DC Improv this week. Sorry, not time for plugs? Was it not time for plugs?
You can give a plug. I just smashed you. DC Improv.
DC Improv. DC Thursday Improv. Through Saturday.
Wednesday
it
through Monday.
It should be some hot shows. You can see me there. Wednesday. Bobby, let's go to the traffic.
West Side
Smooth.
Highway is clear.
Smooth transition. Smooth. That was fucking good. I got it.
Unfucking believable. I'm telling you.
And people?
I want to start a new app. Where it's called Verified. I want to do a new app, Verified. You have to be verified. We have to know you, how many kids you got, where you live, your fucking phone number, everything.
Yep.
And if you want to go on and be a celeb.
That's great.
If you want to go on and be a nobody, that's fine. But we know who you are. Mm. And once you get booted, you get one shot and you're done.
Yep.
And you're off forever. Once you fucking attack somebody, you're gone.
Yep. But what if you attack somebody? Like, look at Ari, who's been banned now. Now they suspended him. Now he's banned forever from Twitter.
Yeah, you won't get
Ari
banned.
Shaffir?
You
know,
Ari Shaffir?
Ari
Shaffir is banned. Banned forever.
What did
he
do? Not forever.
Yes.
Yeah, it was for 30 days.
No, he did an appeal.
He should be banned.
No, he did an appeal, and they told him that he was done for good.
What did he do? He yelled at Bert Kreischer's friend.
But he said something to Bert Kreischer as a joke that he would go over and, like, you know, attack his family. And they're both, you know, they tweeted at each other. They're friends. They know each other. They're both comedians. And Twitter said it was a violation or whatever. And so he's gone.
Whoa.
Wild. Ari, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you, Ari?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shut up. Stop talking over him.
I just want to make fun of his
dumb
deep,
Greek
deep voice.
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, did you get banned from? You're on the live from the YKWD right now, in the studio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, welcome to the big leagues.
Well, I'm literally holding a phone up on speakerphone to a microphone. It's not that advanced.
Wow, the studio is pretty amazing.
What a cunt. Only Ari would be a cunt out of the gate. Listen, did you get banned for life?
Do you want me to read you the email they sent me when I filed an appeal?
I would love to read this email. Where's that fucking plug?
It's the most Jewish thing I've ever been a part of.
Yes, I want you to
just Ari's face reading emails about...
Can we call him?
I've never used that before. Sure.
Oh, God. This is when I'm in trouble. All right, go ahead. Yeah, read it. I look at your producer. Can we use that phone that's plugged into the computer to call him? I don't... We've never used it. Oh, God. Can we work this phone out? All right, go ahead. All right, read it. I would love to hear this.
What I wrote them for my appeal was, hey, I was joking. I didn't really mean I was going to home invade Bert Kreischer's family and kill him.
But you did mean that. But you did mean that.
Yeah, I'm going to invade his home for fucking what? Home cooking? and I was like, I'm a professional comedian. I've had a special on Netflix and Comedy Central. He's a professional comedian. He's had a special on Showtime, and he's trying still on Netflix. Understand, exaggeration is one of the tools comedians use to find humor. That's what I was doing, exaggerating. Please read the statement. Okay, here's what they wrote. Hello. After investigating your appeal, we have determined that your account posted content that was threatening and or promoting violence in violation of the terms of service. Accordingly, your account has been suspended and will not be restored.
Wow.
When did they go, Hell Hitler?
It's Heil,
sorry.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's a crazy time to live in.
It's fucking crazy.
That's something I used for 40% of my fucking promotion ability. It's just gone now because fucking this world we live in is so oversensitive.
How many people did you have following you?
183,000.
Jesus, man.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And he probably had a good percentage of fans who... I have 100,000 people. I would say 10,000 are fans.
Yeah.
The rest of them are bots.
Yeah.
that I paid for with hard cash from Torgasm. But that, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, are you going to start over? Are you going to get a new fucking profile pic?
I can't even use my fucking name. It sounded like, well, let me start over and let me have the fucking name Ari Shaffir. They're like, no, that one's done. That account's done. So I got to fucking start a new one, but nobody can even, it's not even like, you won't even know what the fucking thing is. You're going to have to guess. Like one of those idiot fucking Comic Ari Shaffir? No, I'm not fucking Joe List. I'm a real comic.
That was fucking good and in the flow. Yeah. Like, wow. Didn't even miss really a beat. Was. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I hope Joe's getting a bunch of tweets now.
Oh, what'd I do to you, Ari? Yeah. Wait,
yeah. Mad at me?
Oh, I love you, bud. I love you. I love you. I got to help my mom, and I got to help my dad. I got to help my wife. What
Joe
you
is like that. He'll sling on you, and then you sling on him, and he's like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, my
like,
God.
Are you mad at me?
I've had to apologize so many times to Joe List because I'm so aggressive.
Oh, my God.
I say we all fucking delete our Twitter accounts in solidarity with Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
We should all listen. This is what we should do. You should rally people together. We should all pick a day, like maybe 3 weeks from now, a month from now, and we'll all delete our fucking accounts on the same day.
Yeah, we can organize it on fucking Facebook or MySpace.
we'll use our Twitter accounts. I mean, we still have a lot of good people.
Yeah. I can't delete it yet, but I'll do it in time.
Yeah, I'll delete mine in March because I got a bunch of gigs coming up in February. But in March, I'm telling you, I think we should start a new social media called Verified, where everybody has to be verified. We have to know who you are, all your information. That's way when you take a thing, when you come here, you will be offended if you follow me. You might be, I might say shit that pisses you off. And when you hit follow on Ari's account, you agree that fuck you. No, you can't do anything about it.
By the way, that's one of the reasons I got banned, is because I refused to get verified. I always thought it, when they verified me against my will, I would always put my account to private and then back to public, so it takes away the verified check. Because they wouldn't do this to a celebrity. They only do it to some regular people. They're like, fuck. I mean, they clearly didn't even read the appeal. If they read it, they'd be like,
I mean, they do it oh, to yeah, they do it to stuff. Minor celebrities, too. Right?
I don't know. I mean,
well, they did it to you.
I think they do it just to Jews.
Yeah, just Jews.
That's what it is. It's just fucking anti-Jewish sentiment.
I agree.
Charlottesville was the worst of it, but now it got worse.
So are you going to start one? Are you going to start another one, or are you going to say fuck Twitter?
I don't know. It's like I don't feel like fucking starting up and want to get like 10,000 followers. It's like it's such a fucking annoying. I just might not do it. I don't know. It's so fucking awful.
Why don't you just go to Facebook, dude, like all the old people?
Yeah, I've got 50-year-olds in my audience.
What about Instagram?
I'm on there. I'm on Instagram. Ari Shaffir's on Instagram.
So why don't we all just go, just everybody follow you on Instagram and do it there?
Because a lot of people aren't on Instagram. That's the thing. That's what Twitter's useful for the people who are not on Instagram.
Well, let's get everybody off Twitter. That's my fucking goal. We shut Twitter down. Because it's a hunk of shit place, and that's the place where all this fucking bullshit comes out. That's where all these fucking social justice warriors and all these fucking hunk of shit far left assholes and far right assholes fucking live and breathe on Twitter. We should shut it down. Everybody has, you know who everybody is. You can't just be an egg and fucking and sign on and sign off. Fuck them.
I like it.
But where would the president go to threaten nuclear war?
We won't go there anymore. He won't be allowed.
Oh.
He won't be allowed because he's not verified?
Yeah, he's not verified. All right, well, listen. I will be part of deleting my Twitter account if these other guys want to do it. Are you in?
If everyone's in, I'm in.
What about you, Chrissy?
Yeah. Well,
ain't nobody gonna do that.
I'm in.
Twitter account.
I'm in.
Why not? You don't think people will support you like this?
No, I think they'd write to Twitter or maybe write the same fucking post. Why don't you all fucking write to Bert Kreischer saying, you got Ari banned, I'm going to fucking kill you and home invade your family.
Well, I got an audition for Blue Bloods on Thursday, so I really, I don't know. I can.
More blood is there than someone who home invades?
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Fuck home invaders, yes. Well, all right, dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Whatever you want me to do, I got your back. I'm there for you, Ari. Unlike Chrissy,
D.
I'll do it.
With all your power. I mean, all your power.
What do you?
Slap Stavros across the face.
Okay, it's done. Next time I see that fucking minion, I'm going to slap him right in his face.
Minion.
Oh, he's not there. Okay.
All right? Yeah. And then I'm going to suck his dick.
Do you want us to actually attack Bert for you? Is that, can we do that?
I mean, yeah, you know, use your imagination.
Yeah.
So we should all attack Bert Kreischer.
And to show solidarity, we should attack Bert.
That'd be funny if they banned all of us. If like 100 comics,
all the comedy scene got banned.
The whole comedy scene just gets banned because we threatened Bert Kreischer. Yeah.
You know
how funny that would be?
That would be funny. But you know what would be even funnier? If Bert Kreischer contacted Twitter and was like, look,
now he should
Ari's freaking me out. Yeah. I think he thinks it's a joke, but I want my cars and mom's Maybelline or I'm going to home invade your family. Doesn't sound like a punchline.
Yeah, you got to work on your fucking jokes.
Maybe like he's like, I don't know, he's getting a little weird.
Yeah, especially with the exclamation points. Just to really,
you motherfuck, I'm gonna invade your family. I'm gonna drink your fucking baby's blood.
I mean, anybody should have laughed when you read Mom's Mabley, but apparently they don't have a sense of humor at Twitter.
I'm not a Mom's Mabley. And the worst thing is, let me get my fucking records back.
He fucking got your records and your Twitter. shit. You're going to have Bert tweet your shit, your show's out, so you can fill the seats.
Yeah.
Seriously, what if Bert writes a letter to Twitter? Would that do anything?
That help?
Maybe. I even said, like, ask Bert Kreischer. Ask him, Twitter, please. Ask him if he minds.
Maybe Bert was like, I don't know, I put all my family in hiding. So
they're living under aliases right now.
What are some other his tweets, though? Let's just see. Maybe they read other tweets that you put out there.
I've been banned a couple times for a week.
They just read banned five times next to his thing. Yeah. Dude.
You can't go to his Twitter because it's not there anymore.
Oh, your Twitter's not there, so we can't go to it. That's true.
But Ari made the point, and he makes a good point when he appealed to Twitter. I was reading it on the screen. He said, the president can threaten nuclear war, but I can't joke around with a friend. I mean, that's true. I mean, it's fucking weird. That's a weird criteria.
Yeah. Oh, look at us in Denmark.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, that's me and you in Denmark. There's
looks like
picture.
Laurel and Hardy. Look at that.
He's holding onto my head like a grapefruit.
His head looks like it could fit in your head.
It looks like he just made it. I met him on J-Date. All right, buddy.
It was romantic.
It was. We had a good time in Denmark. The first time I saw your cock.
First of many, buddy.
All right, buddy. Let me know what we can do.
I'm going to be in Foxwoods and in Boston. The world.
He gave phone plugs. He's reaching out. He doesn't have Twitter anymore. He just call in every time.
Do you have what other dates do you have?
Those are the big ones. And then helium in the beginning of February.
All right, go to Ari Shaffir. Do you have a website?
Yeah, arishaffir.com.
I'll go to arishaffir.com. He's got plenty of shows coming up. He's one of the funniest guys right now walking the planet, one of my favorites. And he is Twitterless. He is social media. He has nothing.
I'm floating. I'm a Ronin right now.
You're a Ronin. We're going to actually. He's all over the place. He's at the Mohegan Suns. Was it January 26th, Mike? Boston on the 27th, Providence, Rhode Island, the 28th.
Sold out.
Already sold out. Two things I don't hear that often. last weekend was sold out. 80-seater. No, I'm kidding. Philadelphia, he's at,
Helium.
Helium, the 1st through the 3rd. Salt Lake City. You got a lot of dates. Go to irishaffir.com. See him if he's coming to your town. Retweet it because he has no Twitter. Help him out. Are you meeting up later? Are you going to that cigar bar later?
No, I can't. I'm going to get ready. I'm moving to Denver tomorrow, so I'm going to spend time with my girl. I can't hang out today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He's got a girl.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Nobody knew. He's got a girl.
Hopefully she doesn't want kids. Right?
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. That's a sticking point.
Oh, yeah. Ari's shooting blanks. Did you know that?
Are you shooting blanks, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let me know. I got fucking a full cannon.
No, no, no. He had it cut.
I'm not interested. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't want kids.
I just offered to fucking give him jizz. Yeah. You have to get mad at me. I was just offering to give you an ice cube tray full of my jizz. Fucking put it in her vagina and let it melt. That was all right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. I'll call you later.
Bye.
Yeah, he got a vasectomy.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he's got so many racist fans. They think he did the right thing, not make any more Jews.
Jesus.
They're like, this guy's all right. This sorry guy's all right.
I like this guy.
I can tolerate one if he doesn't make more.
Wow.
You did the right thing, Ari.
What a weird time we live in when Twitter can't go to their own fucking thing, realize it's a comic.
Yeah.
I mean, you know who Ari Shaffir is.
Yeah.
And you know who Bird is. And and the fact that you can't.
Wait, are we talking about the machine?
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that died.
Yeah, that really died. you throw all that out there, one's going to miss.
That one fucking really missed.
Yeah.
What is this?
You didn't read that yet?
No, when's it?
Oh, I threw that up for you last night.
Giannis, this is an emergency briefing. If you're in the New York City area, please stay inside until this man is apprehended. He is off his anxiety medication and is said to have chewed his nails to the actual bone. Apparently, he can't move his right arm at all because his exposed undernail got infected and it has traveled up his bicep. Less arm? What?
His bicep. No biceps.
No biceps.
You have no biceps?
No. It's a weird body.
Wow.
That actually happened to him where he had an infection.
He's a fucking wild, you know, like that. There is a good chance he's wearing offensive weekend superbian down. What is that?
You want me to help you read it, Bobby?
I can't. I don't have my glasses.
Filene's basement.
I don't have my glasses.
He's fucking wild and hyena like
that. You guys
have
Filene's basement here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in Boston. That's from Boston, by the way.
He wears there's a good chance he's wearing offensive weekend dad, suburban dad, Filene's basement, bin type generic Nikes with high Mickey Mouse socks and black teenager Fulton Mall Modell's beige colored zipper pants or high mountaineer shorts revealing blindingly brisk white pale thighs. I repeat, do not let him take his socks and shoes off. His feet look like they've been crushed in a heavy door by Russian mobsters over debt. It's startling for women and children. He talks like Edith from Archie Bunker and has an alarmingly wide 38-inch waist. 38. Chris D must be made to dig his own hole and shot into it. Lock your doors and hide all your sweets and cookies. He'll invade your home and gorge himself on sugar until he looks like a rural American at a Chinese buffet. Caution, New York State. Stay away from drugstores with blood pressure machines. Good chance he's in there checking his blood pressure, panicking, thinking he's having a stroke. If you come across this sociopath in a Dwayne Reed crying and texting manically, throw him a slice of pizza and a cannoli and step back and call authorities. He's off his Celexa.
Now, that sounded like a threat. Now, why does Giannis get to stay?
Yeah.
He doesn't. I'm kicking him off right now.
Fucking
beat it, you fucking dirty Greek. Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your jobs to find the best candidates? Do you? Do you? Do you have to pee? You usually have to pee at this
point. Again, yeah.
You have to pee?
Because of my pressure, yeah.
What pressure?
He's an anxious pressure. Guy, yeah.
Dude, you know the new Apple Watch coming out? The new one this year is going to have a heart rate a monitor in it. It will tell you when your blood pressure is going up and down.
That's probably going to make people give them more cardiovascular issues.
Well, like Buford T. Justice and Smokey and the Bandit 2. Beep, 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 beep. What's wrong, Daddy? Beep, 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 beep. All right, nice talking to you. Wow, it's right here. Holy shit.
Wow.
Right, nobody said nothing during that fucking briefing that fucking Giannis just went through. Wordy cocksucker. I like writing words. Fucking feel bad for his fiance. He had to read it twice. I know, I like it. Well, you didn't say anything. I know, but it's good. No, I like it. You just read it twice and it's kind of long. Is it too long? No, it's good. Put it up.
His about me was probably funner. He did one of me and that was a retaliation.
Wow, that was a long
retaliation. Do you want me to read the one about Giannis?
Hang on 1 second. Read it after this.
I'm just kidding.
I want you to talk about the challenge of finding. This is what I want. Ready? When I'm hiring, and I talked to Liz about this, anybody who has a business, you got to hire people, and it's terrible. Finding the right talent is important for a great business. Even for this show, finding the right people to work on the show is crazy. It's nuts. I say nuts a lot.
Nuts.
Nuts. But right now, ZipRecruiter, post your jobs to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click. That's over 100 of the leading job boards, one click. That's it. Then ZipRecruiter's actively looks for the most qualified candidates and invites them to apply. Amazing. No wonder 80% of the employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate through the site in just one day. Just one day. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, my listeners, if you have a business, you should take advantage of this. My listeners right now can post on job recruiters for free. That's right, free. F-R-E-E. Boom, free. Just go to ZipRecruiters.com/whatdude. That's ZipRecruiters.com/whatdude. One more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiters.com/whatdude. Okay? It's unbelievable. If you have a business, use ZipRecruiters.com right now for free. Okay, guys. We're going to wrap this up. We got another one? Do we have any more?
No.
That's it. Good. I want to thank all the... We have one in the studio. Right here. Premium member.
It's been making me nervous the whole time.
Premium member.
I feel like Monica Sella's sitting here. He's going to get stabbed in my back.
I always keep my eye on the people that come into the studios.
Yeah.
And I always can tell when they're not laughing and they're just staring at the back of heads. That's when I get nervous. He's been laughing the whole He's great. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I met him downstairs. He's a good guy.
Well, let's not get carried away. We don't know too much about him. I mean,
he's really, really drunk. I think that is. Okay, there we go.
Only three drinks.
Only three drinks at fucking noon. fucking. Oh, wow. That fucking came up. I don't know. I wish I never did that. What the fuck did I just taste? It tastes like Turkish coffee.
It's called Greek coffee.
Yeah, it was Greeks. That's Giannis's mortal enemy.
It's a big contention between Greeks and Turks. It's called Greek coffee.
Well, they actually, they're the ones who came up with modern science and mathematics, right?
Goddamn
the
right,
Turks.
Got, no. no, the Greeks.
The Greeks.
In Turkey, though.
No, Greeks.
Greek. But you guys were over in Turkey, weren't you?
No, it happened in Greece.
You sure? I think it was in Turkey.
No, it happened in Greece.
History is not clear on it.
Yeah. It's always like a triumphant thing with Giannis. I remember he used to talk to me all the time about the Battle of Crete, about how the Greeks changed the fucking whole landscape of World War II and that one battle. And then I watched a documentary on World War II.
Yeah.
They mentioned the Battle of Crete for literally half a second. They're like, and then the Nazis walk through Crete on their way on their way to conquer Poland.
Yeah.
And then Giannis is like, it changed the whole board. It's like,
change shit.
The Nazis immediately occupied all of Greece.
Took 10 days to take that island.
They walked through and they
took fucking 3 days to take fucking the whole country of
they
France.
Fucking, the Germans had a couple plates in Moussaka.
Yeah.
And said, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it took 10 days because Hitler was sunbathing on fucking Athens. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. Hitler wanted to give us a vacation on the island.
Get me one of those girls who like it in the butt. fucking Greeks, man.
It's hilarious. I love letting them go.
Right now, Mike, Chrissy D, listen, right now. I want you to choose right now.
Okay.
Mike V or Giannis. Right now. You got to go to podcast or fucking Bay Ridge.
Bay Ridge
right
boy.
Now. Who is it?
What are you going to plug?
One of them's going to blow up. One of them's going to blow up.
This is doing great.
One of them's going to blow up.
This is doing great. We need to help.
One is going to blow up. And you're going to choose. Do it. Do it.
It has to be one of them?
Right now, one of them. Pick it.
Wow.
Chrissy D or Mikey V. You can't have both. You can't.
I can't have both.
Evil. You're
Bay Ridge or fucking whatever the podcast is called.
I'm
cannoli faces.
Yeah. I'm, I'm gonna go with Mike V because I feel like Giannis inevitably this year is going to go on one of his own rants and convince himself that we're all simulations and blow his head off on Third Avenue in Bay Ridge, and there's not much time left for him anyway. So
can you replace Giannis on Bay Ridge Boys with this fucking Goomba.
Wow.
Huh?
No, because no, there's no replacing.
They just look like plumbers showing up for a job.
Bay Ridge Boys would be the, yeah, it'd be the name of our new fucking craft shop.
Yeah. A truck with a phone number on the side.
Yeah. A no, Bay Ridge Boys, we're demolition cleanup service.
Hey, how you doing? We're DYI, the new show on Travel Channel.
Yeah.
Where two fucking oofs show up and take your garbage and make it into stuff you can use in your house.
We take your garbage, make it into pizza.
Dude, let me ask you a question. So you're going to pick Mike?
No, I don't want to. I have to pick up. Wow. I want to pick Court. I want to fucking
that's
a fireball
you want Court?
And go with Court.
Dude, yeah. You know what, dude? That'd be a great show.
Yeah.
East, West.
East, yeah. There it is.
There we go.
East Coast, West
right.
Coast.
There a it meditation is. Show where you guys don't share each other's mantras. Yeah.
What is
your mantra? Do fuck
call
you, dude.
Nap time what with Court and Chris.
What is your... You can talk fucking your podcast with Mike that, too.
You haven't heard it. It's electric.
What do you think? What do you think? I don't know. I'm crazy. I have anxiety. We'll let it out. All right. See you next week.
Really? That's it. You kind of nailed it. I'm embarrassed to say that.
That's right. You go, Mike. Me and Bobby are going to do Bay Ridge Boys.
I'll fucking wow. 2 seconds.
Mm. Yeah. Me and
fucking
Bobby.
2 seconds.
Be fucking walking.
Fucking Muzzies. What's up, cuz? Cuzzy. What's up, dude? Those sneaks are fucking popping, dude.
Thanks, kid. You no. want to go get a pizza? When I mean pizza, 8 pizzas?
Dude, I'm talking. I'll do 5 pizzas myself.
I know. I'll order one slice and we'll make
no,
sure.
No, I don't see.
Do we got enough money to feed you today? That'll be the episode.
Cuz, what are you going to do, cuz? You know how I eat, cuz.
I know how you eat, cuz.
Let's eat, cuz.
Let's do it, cuzzy.
All right, cuzzy.
Cuzzo.
I'm going to punch this kid in the face.
Yo, punch him, cuz. Just don't get out of breath when you do it.
Dude, you can be mean sometimes, cuz.
Yo, Giannis got a mean streak, man. Yeah.
You don't think I know that?
Yeah.
I've been doing podcasts with him for 5 years.
Yeah.
This fucking cocksucker zings him out nice and hot.
Yeah, and Bobby's got one too. Don't bring a fucking shawarma in here, whatever you do. Whatever you do. You can talk about his mother, how he grew up as an orphan, you're good. You bring a fucking shawarma in here, it is off.
I mean, I'm understand.
He will threaten your family's life for a shawarma.
I'm just loyal. I'm loyal. And I'm loyal to the fucking, they said don't eat up here, and I fucking, get out of here with your food.
Verzi said, Verzi said, I don't think I would have got that mad if he fucked my wife.
Fucking Verzi.
Jesus, Bobby, guy was eating a shawarma, he needs nutrition. He was coming up to say hello. He was doing a good thing, Bobby.
I fucked up.
You got Pesci, yeah.
I got Pesci.
You motherfucker, you.
It was a culmination of shit, though.
Who was eating it? Giannis was?
Well, no, but he was over there. This is the fucking part that pissed me off. He told Verzi, you can't eat in the studio, right? And then I said on the podcast. I look over, he's fucking sitting there eating a shawarma. First of all, the messiest. I mean, is there a messier food than a shawarma sandwich? Is there any? You're guaranteed sauce and a piece of lamb is falling on your fucking shoe. Okay?
Nobody will argue with you. You're an expert.
And he...
I'm zinging him in. Joe List style. Yeah. Joe List comedy, huh? Yeah. Joe, just don't say anything about me. I'll cry.
He's going to cry at that. Yeah. I'm going to have to fucking... He's going to... Dude, what's going on with the podcast?
He's fucking
I thought I was one of the regs. Yeah. you got this fucking third-rate citizen. Fucking this dirty Greek guy. Me and Sarah home. Hey, let's listen to the podcast and have some fun. And I got hurt.
Yeah.
I was hurt. I had to call Louie. He took me out on a fucking, gave me another Rolex. Cocksucker got a Rolex. Yeah. I actually got a present from doing Louie's movie. Have you anybody seen the movie yet?
No, I think they canceled it. Yeah.
It's out there.
Is it out there?
Is it?
Yeah, it's out there. But I don't want to watch it because I feel like I'm fucking them. I want to wait till it comes out and then go support it. I guess I could do both. I feel like I'm stealing from him. You know what I mean? I know I've stolen. I'm not saying I'm not a fucking. I've watched movies. Even when I steal a movie, though, like if I've ever stole one, if that's the case, if that's true, maybe it is. I always have went and bought it or went to the movies or rented it. You know what I mean? I don't ever just, you know, whatever. So I feel I don't want to go and fucking steal it. Was that weird?
No.
Why are you freezing up on me right now? Are you here with me?
Supporting your friend, I like that.
Why are you not blinking? Your fucking roids kicking? No, supporting your friend, I like that. Hang on 1 second while I fucking go through this phase. Right now, I just want to rip your head off and shit down your neck, Bobby. But it's not you.
It's the coffee kicking.
Are my cheeks red?
It's the coffee. It's my third cup of coffee today.
I got a present sent to Apostle fucking over the office over there, which I love those guys. Serpico's the best.
They produce Bay Ridge Boys, but
I know.
And we love those guys.
They fucking love you.
Love them.
And I love the last the way he shoots is great, right?
I mean, yeah, it's
just
fantastic.
Talented, great guys.
Great guys. Yeah. Bardo, him, Saletti. So anyways, a package was delivered to me months ago. I did it. Me and Rich Voss had a small part in that movie. And I guess they sent out a cool gift. Louis always gave the best fucking swag. Like a cool cup. Like a really cool travel water mug with Louis on it and shit like that. And I got a box. It was like from Louis. Thanks a lot for blah, blah, blah. And I held it and it felt kind of heavy. And I was like, oh, God. I gave my brain, I'm like, this is a Rolex. You know what I mean? Because I know that Chris
opened
gave him
donuts.
Chris gave him. I'd be just as good.
You'd be like second choice.
No sugar, no grains. Fucking fuck you. It's a gift. But I remember picking up my opener. I was like, oh, come on, motherfucker. And I opened it. But it was this beautiful camera. It was a great camera. Cool. Really nice. One of those Instamatics, but the new ones that has a little tiny Polaroid. Really cool stuff. So. Whatever, I don't know why I brought that up. All right, let's go.
Because it wasn't a Rolex, and you were disappointed.
I was a little.
Yeah,
I was.
That's why you brought it up.
No disrespect. Is that the name of it?
That's the name of it.
Why no disrespect?
Because it's two fucking guys.
I love Giannis has three podcasts.
Yeah. That's it. How you doing, baby?
That's it. How you doing? Stay Greek.
Stay Greek. What's the problem
fucking,
here?
The right wing liberals are crazy. Yeah. I mean, this is getting out of hand, guys. What do you think? Call in 577-GAS. 577-GAS.
Doesn't Chris and Mike look like a local commercial, though, for a fucking investment company?
We own a dealership.
Chris and Mike look like every middler I've ever had in Jersey. Hey, I'm working with Robert Kelly this weekend.
Bananas, Hasbrook Heights.
Hey, it's an honor to be on the stage with this guy this weekend. Why is there no disrespect? What are you guys doing?
We're
fun loving guys.
We're being nice to people.
Yeah.
What is
unlike
the,
you?
What is? Oh, fuck you! I'm nice to you. I love you so much.
If you're on time,
Mike.
You love him so much. You had to make him choose between me and Giannis.
Yeah.
That wasn't
Sophie's choice.
I was out of fucking love.
Was it?
Because it's gonna happen someday, and I want him to fucking have it ready to go.
Yeah.
Pull the trigger for you.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking hanging around on either side. Cut that arm off. You don't saw it off. All right? And I think you made the exact wrong choice. This guy's going somewhere. All right?
Oh, wow. Okay. This is a fun podcast.
It really is. We made some bold choices. We made some friends. We made some enemies.
You leave here a stronger person.
Hey, here's our logo. Me and a winter. The puffy coat, me in a shirt that I wear all the fucking time. I'm actually wearing it right
wearing
now.
He's wearing it now.
That's a coincidence.
That's why I said the joke. That's why I said the joke.
I was just shocked that it was true. I was like, Jesus, Mike, do you have more than three shirts? You don't even live in Ohio anymore. Come on.
Things aren't going that well. Chris did make the wrong choice, but he's always have a job at my bowling alley.
Our logo is just a black swoosh in the background. Do you have any red paint? Make a swoosh behind us so we stick out. No disrespect. What the fuck is that?
Coal miners are going to love it.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Truckers, we're going to...
Yo. Dude, we're two guys with fucking short, tight haircuts.
Yeah. we say no disrespect at the same time when we start the podcast. Like, yo, and then we're like, no disrespect. Like, echoes.
Dude, that sounds similar to the fucking Bay Ridge Boys.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds similar.
He's trying to start shit. Yeah.
I'm not trying to start shit. I'm saying, you know, look, you can't take something from the other.
That's all you said, right?
Either add Mike to the Bay Ridge Boys. Maybe you put him in the Bay Ridge Boys.
I could do a guest spot there.
We'll put him in there before you, for sure.
No, I'm doing that. I hope so, because I'm fucking union. I'm doing your free shit. Fucking the whole Wednesday. Freezing my toes off. Fucking get you 400 fucking views. Listen. Listen, this is a terrible podcast.
This is, what are you talking about? You're not having fun?
I mean, will you shut up? What are you, Joe List? Shut up.
Should we have brought snacks?
No, this is the...
I just keep going. I'm sorry.
More diversity would have been nice.
Yeah, more diversity.
Cool. Well, the reason why I had... This was a Bay Ridge fucking show. This is a Bay Ridge boy.
That's why we kept...
But I also
from L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
I also wanted him on... Because he's on your podcast, so it's kind of fits.
Right.
And then Court is in town. He's a good friend of mine. He was like, I want to come on the show. I was like, absolutely, come on the show. So
absolutely.
Yeah. He's going to need to meditate for 8 hours after this fucking show.
Like a week after this one.
Now, in L.A., is it like this out there with the comics?
No. I mean, there's a certain group, that are fun like this. But, I mean, New York's got such a great vibe with comics. And it's like, it's fun. But, like, you know, I'm at the Comedy Store. So that, like, is a good hang. Because, like, here, you have great hangs. Like, you guys have the Comedy Cellar. But if you're not...
Those
are two great. But,
New York Comedy Club.
But you guys don't, like... But what we have in L.A. is, because we drive everywhere, everyone just hangs out at the store all fucking night.
Right.
You guys go place to place to place.
Yeah.
And, like, I saw Chris when I was at the store a few weeks ago. Yeah. I love it there. I mean, I love it. But there's a lot. It's a lot more accessible here as far as being able to do 2-3 spots in a night, which is a lot of fun.
You know what I hate about we do bus balls. We do have these things. But I hate that these fucking, I hate this thing where it's like, dude, what is it? A fucking, not everything's the Cellar or something. It's like, dude, we're just having fun.
Just having a good time.
I say, I only want to fucking be mean to my friends.
Yeah.
I don't want to be mean to people I don't know. I just, I don't feel right about it.
Yeah.
If you're not my friend and I don't really like you, I don't want to be mean to you. But I really don't. It doesn't make me feel good whatsoever. I don't want to be, so it's like, that's such a... You know,
I like the ball busting thing. Like,
I haven't busted your balls at all during the show.
I know.
Tell you something.
I know. What a dick.
Go back to L.A.
Get the fucking, fuck out of here.
Yeah, pretty skin. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking Indian. He's got fucking American Indian skin.
I hate it. But the funny thing is I love coming to the Cellar, hanging out with you guys, and it's a lot of fun to do that.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But anyway,
what I do?
Nothing.
It's a lot of static right now.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on with the static, though?
Man.
Whew. Kids from Astoria.
All right, what happened?
Oh, yeah?
Hear
you're disloyal to Astoria, being a Greek that doesn't live there.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to fix all this. Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. This has been a great podcast. You guys have been fantastic. Court, what do you got, Court?
I got this weekend. I'm at Gotham Friday, Friday, and Saturday.
No shit. Gotham, great club.
Gotham. And
I had a great time last time I was there.
Yeah. Oh,
the manager. Who's that young kid?
Andrew Schwartzall. Andrew.
I fucking love that kid.
He's classic a good kid. Place.
Great place. Andrew took. I came down.
The Mazzillis are great.
Right on top of it. Chris was there.
Yeah. The best. The Mazzillis are the best.
They really are great.
They're
guys.
The best.
Great. I had a great time. Like, crowds were great. Yep. Everything was great last time I was there.
And then next weekend, I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store on the West Coast. So East Coast and West Coast.
All right, great.
There you go.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great
to hang with the guys here.
Yeah, awesome.
Nice to meet you. Cool.
Nice to meet you too, buddy.
Nice to meet you.
He's the best. I love Court. I remember the old days. Jesus Christ, we had such fun in Vegas.
It wasn't that long ago.
5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't. You were still dyeing your hair.
I was still dyeing my hair.
Yeah, you
still like this. Salt and pepper looks great.
It's way better.
Nah, you're using medicine.
Medicine.
Yeah, that's what we call the dye.
Oh.
So the boys, the Bay Ridge, right, guys?
When was the last time you used dye?
I'm looking at my phone for my dates, Bobby.
No, we got your dates. Put that away.
Huh.
We got you.
All right.
Put that away. We're a professional show. Except we have to make a call to somebody. They're coming. You want to go next or you want to go last?
No, I'd like to. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever you want, Bob.
I'm going
to.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, Bob.
What do you want, you cocksucker?
I'll go right now if you want.
All right, let's go. Right now. Let's bring them up.
If she put them up.
Yeah.
Your dates aren't up there. Who's she?
The person who runs my website. Who's I just got my website back up and running.
Who's your person who runs your website?
Giggle Chick.
Giggle Chick?
Yeah.
Who's that?
She's that's her business. She does a lot of comics websites.
Who?
Giggle Chick.
I'm sorry, am I fucking stumping you?
Yeah.
All right. I fucking read your Instagram. Her real name escapes me. I thought you might have more information.
Her real name escapes me at the moment.
I think it's Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron.
That's right.
Yeah, I know her real name. I don't know if you wanted to say it on the podcast.
Thanks for fucking.
I didn't mean that. I didn't know you were fucking losing your brain.
It's because I'm losing my brain. That's
all right, go ahead.
Aaron, of course. She's the best, by the way. If you want your website done, go.
Oh, look at that fucking.
Aaron's great.
You, me. Check it out.
So March 8th to the 11th.
Chris hates your headshots. Chris fucking hates you. Chris doesn't like you.
He does not like me.
He does not
it's
like
becoming
you.
Becoming evident.
Yeah. Oh my God. He just. I looked over at him.
I don't blame
going,
him. Look at this piece of shit.
What are you doing?
It's a fake person that I created.
Yeah,
really
this is not. This is
not me.
This is
Marisa
making a character of a guy that she wants to fuck.
Does it make you angry to have to wear guy clothes?
It does. It's weird. It's weird.
How bad do you want chinchilla on that leather?
I just want dicks.
Whoa! If you don't don't get that for me and put it in the intro, I'll fucking murder all of you. I just want dicks.
I just want dicks.
Oh, Giannis. Go ahead.
March 8th to the 11th, the Syracuse Funny Bone.
Ugh.
20.
What are you, finger popping somebody?
No, my career is just great.
Okay. No, what is this little move you're doing?
Oh, that's a Greek.
What is that, in the asshole?
Why do you have your mouth open like
that's
that?
That's a Greek curse.
Because I'm want a dick in it.
Jesus Christ.
He's saying more tzatziki.
All right, go ahead. what else?
March 8th, the 11th, Syracuse Funny Boat. March 23rd through 25th, Governor's Levittown, Gotham. May 4th to 5th, Rock the Range Festival, May 19th.
It's always good when they show the apartment you're in. Let's take a wide angle and show all the shit in the background.
August 8th, August 9th to the 11th, Jersey Point Pleasant.
Oh, look at
and
that.
And then
one.
Levity Live, June 1st and 3rd.
Oh, so those sincere.
And also my podcast, Rigorous Podcast with Marisa, Mr. Panos' podcast.
Yes.
And also Bay Ridge Boys with Chris DiStefano.
Yep.
Three episodes produced by Apostle. And
directed by Serpico.
Directed by Jim Serpico with the great Chrissy D.
He's fucking great. His kid's great, too.
Fucking great.
His kid is fucking great.
No joke.
Talented.
I just shot the... I'll get to it when I get to my thing. Mikey V, what do you got, Mikey V?
DC.
Don't listen. You guys who are listening, don't tune out because funny stuff happens. If you know my podcast, you don't tune out right now. You listen because we're still going. The show's still going.
DC Improv.
All right, you can do it. You can definitely do it.
We're kicking it to me now? Thank you, Bobby. Bobby, matter of fact, I'll be at the DC Improv this week, January 18th to the 20th.
Yes.
Going to be great shows. And then next week in Edmonton, Canada, January 24th.
Bring merch.
Bring merch,
best merch town in the world.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Bring merch. I never brought merch.
Go see Mike.
You leave like a grand on the table if you don't.
Yeah, well.
I don't know what that is in Canadian money.
I don't know. You go to Aruba for Aruba Ray.
I'm doing for Aruba Ray.
Love that gig.
Oh, the best.
It's unbelievable.
The best.
How great is that gig?
The best.
Chrissy D will be at the end, and maybe we do a portable podcast. I don't know. Stay tuned. Things can get crazy. I don't know how it's going to go down. You never know. A vacation into a podcast.
Valley Forge. You should do a residency there. Valley Forge. Hello, my name is Mike Vecchione. I'll be here for the next 7 months performing at Valley Forge.
A lot of fun dates. So just
Stone Harbor, New Jersey.
Stone Harbor. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Where is that?
It's in New Jersey.
Is that a harbor? Are you actually in a harbor?
I think it's a casino. I'm not really sure.
Oh, cool. All right, Mikey V, you got to check him out. Hilarious stand-up comedian.
One of the best. One of my
faves. That's not the shirt again.
Let's not get carried away.
Is that the same
thing? He is definitely a funny guy.
One of the best. All right, I love him.
All right, it's personal thoughts. But listen. thing
is, he's speaking the truth, Bobby.
No, we're not playing his clip. We've done it a million times.
Yeah, you really have.
No,
you really
that
played
the same
it.
Shirt?
Yeah. That's what
my God.
All right, it is.
Oh, my God.
It's the same shirt.
No, it's a black shirt. It's a black shirt. Let's.
But the one under it is the same shirt as the one above it.
God.
And the one under that is the same shirt. Mike has a show shirt.
Yeah, I do. I have a show shirt.
You were born in a small town. Just one shirt, man. One pair of jeans.
Mike has a show shirt. Honey, get my show shirt ready. I gotta go to Poughkeepsie tonight. I just booked it. Chrissy D just canceled. Something happened with his hair.
And that's fancy for him too. He doesn't even look comfortable in a button down. He's like, give me a fucking Carhartt sweatshirt to match this face. All right, give me the bandana.
All right, Chris. All right. Chrissy D, what do you got?
All right,
we got your thing right here, Chrissy.
Yeah, okay.
Put that away. Put your phone away.
Look at that gay guy right
wow,
there.
Wow, who's that kid?
Fucking
where'd that kid go?
You are gay, gay. Bad. You are gay, gay bad. Look how fucking gay that is.
February, okay.
I love that your hair turns into a dick.
Yeah. That's fucking the cuck great. The cuck cut.
No.
Cucks for DiStefano.
The cuck.
Give me the dude. Cuck cut.
You know what? You are photogenic.
Yeah, he's a good looking
kid. You don't
kid.
Look like that in person.
No, right?
He's a good looking kid.
You, in the photo, camera, not right here.
Yeah, right here. He's charismatic.
He's not that kid.
Bobby.
He
lights up that
could have. He could have been in The Outsiders.
If there's one thing, he's a good looking kid. We all know that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a line from Bay Ridge Boys good. You can go watch.
But if you had that head on that body right now, we would, there's a little there. He looks like a shoulder monster from Bugs Bunny. Bring up that guy. He looks that's a that's what Chrissy D looks like. There he is. Where is he? Show me that fucking shoulder monster. There he is. You get that tattoo on your back.
Yeah, I should.
All right, go to Chrissy's. Oh, shit.
All right.
All right, here
well,
we go.
February 10th, I'm filming a one-hour special for Comedy Central.
Nice, where? Nice.
Come. Roulette in Brooklyn.
Where is that, Roulette?
It's on, it's on Atlantic Avenue and 3rd Street.
That's awesome.
It's in the warehouse district.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my uncle owns the place. And then...
Does he really?
No.
Oh.
Pittsburgh Improv.
Good club.
March 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Yep.
Then March 8th, 9th, 10th. Hilarities in Cleveland.
I love that guy who owns it.
Yeah, he's a good,
good
yeah,
guy.
Nick DeGreek.
Greek.
Yeah, Nick. God, fuck cocksucker. Last time I saw him, he was like, dude, we got to get you back in here.
Yeah. And then,
I was like, I'd love to. And then never hear from him again.
Yeah, March 22nd, 23rd, 24th, Comics Mohegan Sun. And then April 12th, 13th, 14th,
Addison
Improv.
Yeah, fuck.
Texas.
Man. Yeah, bring a gun.
That's a great club because right across is that dueling piano thing.
Oh, sick.
And it's just drunk whores everywhere.
That's what I want at my shows. I work so hard to fucking have you people listen. No, come in at 6, get drunk by 8, and then fucking go to dueling pianos on your mind. That's what I want. Nice talking to you. If I never play that club again, I'll be fucking happy. But have fun, Chris.
Thank you.
Levity Live. Levity Live, great
Levity
club.
Live.
Now, there you go.
May 10th, 11th, 12th. All right.
Chris A.
Yay. I like how you put Mother's Day on your dates.
Yep. Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Why?
Memorial Day. Because
he,
fucking,
he knows his parents.
Because I love my mom and my dad, and I love this country. I'm a patriot. So I put Memorial Day, mom and dad.
Or he just copy and pasted his Google calendar.
That's, you know, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, what do I got? Hurry. We're losing the crowd. They're gone. They're turning the fucking podcast off as we speak. Oh, my God. Fat Black Pussycat. Hartford Funny Bone this weekend if you're around. And then the... Stop. Laugh Factory, Chicago. 26th, 28th. Gabby, you read these. My eyes are... I'm getting a headache.
Fat Black Pussycat on the 31st of
where
January.
Where am I at?
Fat Black Pussycat.
Jesus.
Magoobie's Joke House, February 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Yes.
Parlor Live.
Oh,
Bellevue.
Yes. I'm just going back. I love Seattle. You guys like Seattle?
I love it.
I've never
That's
been
awesome.
To Seattle.
That's a great
it's
club, too. Parlor
Live. Your phone,
I love
Parlor
Live. I got to go. I really
All right, we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, so go to my website, robertkellylive.com. Mm-hmm. Mikey, what do you got?
I've got a show this Thursday at the Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio.
Yep.
And that's all.
Okay. Jeez, that was honest. And that's it for the year of 2018. What do you got, Gabby?
I have a show Friday in Bushwick, and that's it for now. Go to my Instagram.
All right, go to our Instagram. That's cool. What do you got, Zach?
Zach the new guy.
Every show.
Every week is
Every
the best.
Show.
And hey, buddy, thanks for coming in. Did you have fun?
Absolutely.
What's your name again?
Dave.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much for coming in. You guys are the best fans in the world. Premium members like Dave. I got a big announcement. My Patreon is going up. Robert Kelly's Patreon. We're going to do a bunch of shit over there. We just filmed a bunch of stuff yesterday. Live from the Shed Show is going to, we're going to start filming that very soon. A lot of great shit. I'm working with all kinds of people with some stuff for this Patreon page that we're putting up. It's going to be a community for you guys, my fans. Just my fans, not you cocksuckers who chime in to fuck with me. You guys can go fuck yourselves. But this podcast will always be free. Just know that. If you can't afford it, this will always be free. I want to thank you guys for the best. These cucks, look at, they're like fucking high school kids. They're already on their phones. Can't wait 2 seconds.
I was just looking up all your dates. I just wanted to
They're
see.
Right there, you
oh,
fuck.
Oh, no, there we go.
God, I love you. All right, you guys, you best fans of the world. Thank you so much for listening. See you next week on the You Know What The podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.